to participate in a Donna Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Donna Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
We'll take a call from Bob.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. I found the show completely by accident, and okay. I've been intrigued by the questions and answers, and I thought I'd give you a call.
Okay. What would you like us to answer?
Okay. I've had a condition around my mouth that my doctor diagnosed as something called Toodaloo-ass, and I'm not sure how I got that, but it involves chafing, and it gets purple and swelling, I guess, around like where the mustache and chin area would be, not necessarily on the lips.
Is an underlying fungal infection?
I don't know. I don't know what Toodaloo-ass is, actually. If maybe you could tell me more about it.
Well, actually, you know what? I've seen it. And what I think about it is basically, it's not on the corners of the mouth where you have keloses, correct?
No, it's not.
It's on the top.
Yeah.
Do you shave there?
I, with the same razor that I shave my taint with. You think that has anything to do with it? And I borrowed it from Buzz Burbank, who I know has Farfalotus of the blowhole.
Okay. Okay. Well, that was an interesting call. Blowhole, that was really interesting.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
You know, this thing is locked up, just like Marion Barry, locked up. And listen, please leave the driving to us. Yes, I promise. A BlackBerry coming up very soon.
Very good. Probably check in.
Yep. Let me see if this thing's working.
Is it frozen?
Yep.
Is it froze good?
It froze up. It froze up.
You know why it froze up?
It froze up just like some girls freeze up.
No, it froze up because the Billy Big Boys.
That it?
I might. See, that's why it froze up.
No,
I wouldn't do it. That's how it's working out.
See? There you go. Now it unfroze.
I melted it.
Hold on. No, now it's frozen again.
Yeah,
now.
But it's better because it's frozen on.
Yeah, but no. Come on, what did you do?
Try now. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mike.
Where every phone call is an adventure.
Hi, Mike.
Second call. Bring it on.
Hi, Mike.
Yes.
How much weight did you really lose over Christmas vacation?
Well, did you listen to the previous caller, or were you not paying attention?
No, I did, but I was just hoping you were kidding. Maybe you lost like 10 or 15?
No, I did not.
No?
No.
Like 5 or 1?
No, I did. Mike said
I gained about a pound and a half, a little under 2 pounds.
So you put on like 15, you really mean?
No.
Which way? You got to have it one way or the
Mike
other.
Mike has been very
this
honest about this.
What Billy Big Voice is doing to me today.
Hi, Mike.
Why don't I even get out of the
Mike!
Mike's been very honest about this. He gained a pound or so, had some cobbler today.
A pound or so equals like 15, 16 pounds. I know how it works.
No. I have to hang up on you. Yeah. And that, you are beyond reproach on that.
Yeah, well, I'm not, you know, I think I was pretty adamant about the fact that I was going to lose on the vacation, and I didn't.
Yeah, but what I mean is...
And then I even got back to it like at the beginning of the week, and then I blew it today. I mean, I've eaten like 9 great meals. Two, you know, staying on the old Weight Watchers thing, and then today, you know, there it was.
Yeah, the cobbler.
The cobbler.
With the ice cream.
The cobbler. No, it wasn't the cobbler with the ice cream, Buzz. That was a little addition that I put on it today.
I see.
Yeah. It was cobbler. I mean, I didn't want just to eat the cobbler by itself.
No, too much flour.
Is it apple?
No, raspberry.
Raspberry?
Yeah, raspberry.
Out of season.
Yeah, well, they were there. I think there were raspberries in there.
They're good for you.
Maybe blackberry.
Could be.
Also good for you.
Blackberry? I'm not kidding about that either.
Okay, but just keep that in your pants.
But I'm not. I mean, I was saying it was blackberry cobbler, and I wasn't making a joke. It was really blackberry cobbler. I'm not doing anything wrong, Don.
What a... Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey,
please, for the love of Christ, who died for your sins specifically, turn down your radio.
Absolutely. Hey, hi, Mike.
What? What do you want?
So
So Mike gained a pound?
And a half.
Oh, you're a badass. Come on, Mike. You can do better than that, buddy.
What, you could have gained more?
He has no comment on that.
No, I don't.
Don't get mad.
No, I'm fine. I'm great.
I don't mean don't get mad at the callers. I mean,
but
don't get mad.
Hi, Mike.
Well, you got your desired result. You have what you wanted now.
No, I didn't want
the mocking
that
tone of hi, Mike, which results in these calls.
No.
That's why I hate the hi, Mike.
This is condescending.
It is derogatory. And it's from, Harry Potter lover.
This is like listening to the Nixon tapes.
Welcome aboard, Norman.
to hear your level of paranoia about a simple greeting.
Yeah, there's no mocking. I believe my paranoia now 1,000%. Get out of here. 1,000%.
Who is that, John?
John. 1,000% justified. Hey, hi, Mike. How much weight did you lose? See? That's the tone. It's the tone of the hi, Mike.
There it is.
Hi,
Mike.
There it is.
All right, make one for me then, John. Make one for me. I'll play it. I don't mind.
Yeah, you can take it.
I love the spotlight.
You're thick-skinned.
It's not mocking.
Shut up, Buzz. Okay. It is mocking.
Hold on. Call back to John. I'll get one made for myself right now. I'm going to the production room to do it.
You know what I consider that? And you know why? Did you hear the other thing? Michael. That was put in there. I mean, are you trying to pull a fast one on me here?
Okay, I wrote that.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like the part about hello, Michael.
Yes.
And Mary's little boy.
Right.
Yeah, that's. I know that you don't like being called Michael.
Right. And you know I don't like the hi, Mike. I told you that. And then it begets this and it begets that. It's like the Bible.
It doesn't beget anything.
Sure it does.
Hello. Hey, is that you, Muppet?
Huh?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
That's my new name for Joe. Joe's like a living Muppet, I've decided.
I'm growing my hair.
Would you tell John to get his butt in the room and make me one of those, please?
Sure. He just did it.
Done. Okay, very good.
Done.
On the way.
All right, bring it on in.
Good day.
Okay, good day.
Now, what are you going to do? You're going to play it. It's going to say, hi, Don. And you're going to look at me and go, see? Okay, so I just thought I'd give everybody a preview of what we're going to hear. And you're going to look at me and go, see, what's the big deal?
Really, what is
that? That's going to be the big deal. You're not me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I was wondering when Subway starts serving cobbler.
What?
You wondering what?
When did Subway start serving cobbler?
I had no idea this many people monitoring my dietary needs.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Subway
hi,
cobbler.
Hi, guys.
Jared's new Subway cobbler.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a call of support to Mike and keep up the good fight. I know you're doing really great and you're trying real hard, but I just thought...
You just thought what? Hello,
sir? Cobbler.
I just heard cobbler. I heard cobbler.
It was some
terrible, like, some sunspot, and then he dropped out, and then at the end it was cobbler. Hey, the cobbler, everything else, I stand by. Cobbler, I bring that upon myself. Cobbler with a scoop of vanilla.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And you did bring up your weight before we went on vacation.
Yeah, I did.
I don't think that has anything to do.
And I let myself down, so that old motivator, you know, using the radio to motivate myself, not really working.
But I don't think it has anything to do with the beloved Hi Mike tape.
What, the yes, it does.
No, see, okay, you want to know what I think? Here's what I think. I think it has to do with your hatred of the groaners. Mm. You associate the voice with the groaners.
Now, that might be reasonable.
Now, the groaners
are
gone.
That might be true. Is that where it all came from?
The groaners are gone.
Yeah.
But I want you to learn to love.
Hi, Mike.
I mean, we went through so many things.
I can do that.
With him.
I can work on it. I can come along. I can try. I think I got a lot out of my system by yelling at Billy Big Boy.
He likes you.
I know he does.
Billy Big Boy.
I know he does.
Rob, don't we have back there some of the tapes where he's professed his love for Mike?
Yeah.
Did we save those?
Yeah, but it's Brokeback Mountain love. It's
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's,
of course.
It's I'm not a homophobe, but it's not my kind of love.
Baggy love.
Being a practicing heterosexual, I it's not my kind of love.
It's a
sexual type of love. It's the man love that is really, you know, that happens on that mountain.
That's all right, hold on. Let's see what this one is. This is an old one.
Wow, that is.
I'm back.
See, teasing.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
Hello, Rob.
Right, here
we go. Greetings, Buzz.
Here, I'm going to get a Michael here.
Dear sweet Michael.
Yeah.
How I've missed you. Oh, Mara. Hey, Artinger. You, Joe. The weekend's here. Have my can of beer. Big boys out. Hey, now.
Thank you.
Always have.
See, did we have that? Do we have another one in the archives, or is that the only one we've got?
I had no idea we had this many of them. I didn't know why. Why are we storing them? Why are we filing them?
Because we might need them today.
Wow. Snow today. I didn't expect that one. It was a surprise. Did it surprise you, Don?
No.
How about you, Rob? Were you surprised?
I was surprised.
Buzz, over there in the newsroom, were you surprised?
Well, it wasn't in the forecast, so I think we were all surprised.
How about you, Michael? Was it a surprise to you, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara?
It's nothing
new. Do you like surprises?
Mm-hmm.
Pleasant surprises.
Yeah, like the one I got.
Surprises
today.
That spring upon you after a week of waiting.
That's what I live for.
Me too. I like surprises too.
Yes. We've got 8,000 of these things, Mike. He's done nothing.
I've just been very, very surprised that we filed them. It's amazing the things we say.
Hi, Buzz. Hi, hi. Don. Hi, hi, Rob.
Hi.
Hello, Michael.
See?
It's all new super terrific Y2K05 groaners.
Oh,
get your pencil and paper ready.
It's a year
try
ago.
To find the common thread in groaners 1, 3, and 5.
Does have any dust
well,
on them?
Numbers 2 and 4.
It's a year ago.
You know what? Forget it. I thought that I could get it going for you today. But, Michael, I'm just not feeling you today, dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a money vibe off Don and Rob. And
of course.
Even Buzz has got it going on for a good-looking
see?
Monday.
There you go. Mike, you don't like me.
It just feels wrong.
Right.
So, you hate
it
does.
No
grown-ups
today.
It feels
wrong. My acupuncturist said that I need to be true to myself. So, again, to restate my feelings from Friday, f*** you.
That was
I will not be back today, so take some time and think about what you've done.
He was hurt.
Oh, well, that's...
There it is.
He was mad.
There it is. And that sums up Billy Big Voice and me. That's the real Billy Big Voice
Hello.
We just got there.
Don and Mike show.
I rest my case.
Hello.
Billy Big Voice.
Get out of here.
Mike, I just want you to know that if you spend a couple of nights with me, you'll lose those couple of pounds real quick.
That's a little, right, you know, that's a little saw, too. That's what that is.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike, so you had some cobbler?
Yes, I did.
Some cobbler doogie?
Cobbler doogaga.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever sucked the filling out of a cobbler and filled it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
No, I had vanilla on top of the cobbler.
Okay.
Stand by that. It was delicious. It was very, very yummy. Yeah.
Hey, hey. It's good to be back. Mike, I know how happy it makes you when I say hello to you.
He's always known. He's known. This is an adversarial relationship.
Okay.
It cannot be anything but. I think everybody understands that now.
All right, let's just turn things away for a second, please.
No, I can't find the tape, but I know at least once he asked you to marry him.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you couldn't. I'm so sorry you couldn't find that with the other 50 you had back on the wall.
Should I keep looking?
Well, I'm sure they're there because I know you saved them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll find it.
Okay. Very good. I got to tell you. When I was waiting for the newspaper, I was kind of walking around with my dogs, and I live in the big foresty area, lots of trees, lots of out in the middle of nowhere. And my German Shepherd, Colonel Klink, was going just nuts. I could hear him in the woods, just going crazy barking.
Wow.
And he's always barking at deer and squirrel and everything else. So I do the thing with, you know, come on, Klink. And I got to give him the old, you know, Klink, come.
From school.
And then I hear him trampling through the woods, and he comes running up. Now, I believe that dogs can smile.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that dogs are more in tune with our senses than we know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's bounding up out of the woods, and he's happy. For whatever reason, he's happy and he's proud. He's strutting. I see as he's getting closer and coming up the driveway that he's got something hanging out of his mouth. And I go, come on, come on, good boy, come on. Meanwhile, the other one, the little one, is just standing right next to me. And as Clint gets closer, the little dog, the terrier Max, starts going crazy, like flipped out, mad, something.
I'm excited now.
As Colonel Clint gets closer, this is the God's truth. What he has is, it's like a scene out of Goodfellas. He has an actual deer leg. The
wow.
leg of a deer.
A whole leg.
Including the hoof. Now, I don't know if he went down and chewed this leg off the deer carcass or what, but he was just as proud as he could be of this thing.
Probably found it off a dead deer.
And he was just digging in like it was a T-bone, and he's looking at me. He lays down on the ground, and he gets this thing between his front paws,
uh-huh.
and right by where the hoof is, right by where, like, the toenails are on this deer, he just starts doing some of this.
Yeah, good eating.
And he's making these noises like.
Digging it.
Like the, you know, the,
he's digging
like
it.
We do with steak.
Meanwhile, I'm looking at this, and I mean,
he just is the thought of disease going through your head.
Yeah. I'm thinking, you know, I understand that my dog's mouths go a lot of places that I don't want to know about.
Sure.
And I'll forget about this in time, and I'll come home from work, and I'll let him kiss my face and
right,
everything.
Right.
But right, I'm looking.
You want to give him a good brushing after that, yeah. though.
So here's the thing. I think I got to get rid of this. So I go inside, and I get some CSI gloves.
Okay? Right.
And because I don't want to touch this thing with my hand.
That's wise.
So what I do is I say to him, come on, inside. And he picks up this. And that, and the leg is just flopping around. Okay.
Did it look fresh or did it look pretty old?
Withered.
It looked kind of fresh.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's flopping around. You know, the arm is just kind of like...
Yeah!
It's actually moving as he's trotting up the driveway. And I say to him, you cannot bring that in the house. He goes, no, drop it. And for about 5 seconds, we have a real stare down.
Sure.
You know, I have to say to him, you know, Clink, no. Drop it. And then he finally realizes he's lost the battle. And it's like the mouth opens, the thing falls on the floor, and I go, inside. Everybody inside. As soon as I shut the door, he starts going crazy because he knows that I'm going to try to get rid of the evidence.
Yeah, throw it out in the woods.
Now I've got the CSI gloves on. What I do is I walk to a part where they can't see me from the front area of the house.
Right.
I walk all the way to the side. I'm standing up on this, like, stone the wall that we've got to build. It's quite an erection. It's this thing we've had erected on our...
Probably something Clink might be experiencing at that
so,
moment.
I'm standing up there, and I just go as far as I can. I turn my head up, almost like I'm throwing a frisbee.
Right.
I go... Whoosh! The thing just goes on, and I hear it clunk in the woods, and I think, cool, no problem. Now, I'm not so dumb that I don't think he's not going to go immediately try to find it.
Right? He's got to be able to sniff it out. Right.
So I come inside. I take off the gloves. I give them a cookie. Meanwhile, all he cares about is getting back outside.
Right. His greatest prize.
That's all he cares about. Mm-hmm. So finally, I open up because he keeps begging to go outside. I open up the sliding glass doors in the backyard where we have a fence.
Mm-hmm.
And I let him out in the backyard. And I'm watching the thought process now because he realizes he's in the yard, but he's checking everywhere. He cannot find it. But somehow, he knows that it's out there.
Yeah.
So he comes back inside. He's dejected. He's laying down. He just looks depressed. I go through my regular stuff. By now, it's, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours later. And I said, okay, who wants to go outside? And by this time, I've forgotten about the goddamn thing. I mean, I've been up. I've got my workout in. I watched Regis. Mm-hmm. I had some coffee. I did everything. I let the dogs outside. I get on the telephone. I get on the computer. I come downstairs 15 minutes later. And there he is, right on the front porch, just as happy as a pig in ass. And this time, not only has he found the original leg, mm-hmm. he now, I guess, has gone back to the original deer carcass.
Man.
And he's got himself some type of sack. The only way I can describe what he had
was obviously
a deer bone that had attached to it almost like, how do I describe this? You know, in a turkey, you know that little bag of stuff inside?
Yeah, he's got some organs.
Yeah, and anyway, he's... Now, I have a gag reflex. I mean, when the dogs get diarrhea and stuff...
I'm having a gag reflex.
Oh, yeah. I can't handle this. So, I mean, and when I open the front door, I smell now what he's chewing on.
God, that is so gross.
And it... And meanwhile, the little one is just sitting there. The Max, the little dog.
Right.
And I just think dogs are so smart. The little one looks at me, and the look that he gives me is just like, hey, ass. Well, you think you're going to throw that thing like 20 yards, and he's not going to find it?
Well, or go to the original carcass, too.
Yeah, you think he's not going to, he's not going to figure this out? So then what I got to do is I say, okay, Simon, everybody inside. Everybody inside. I go back in and I get the CSI gloves out again.
Yeah, you got to throw that crap out into the woods again.
And what I do this time is this is not meant to gross anybody out, but it's just
going to. There's a warning. It's going to.
It's just true. What I did was I got a garbage bag, and I reached down, and now I almost upchucked when I had to scoop up whatever the innards were. Okay, now I didn't use my bare hands on this. I got a dust pail. Okay, I was with the
scooping it.
Was scooping it up, putting it in the bag, and going, tied this thing off. And now I'm thinking, screw recycling and screw whatever God's plan is for this world. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to go in the woods, and what I'm going to do is like find a gigantic either pile of leaves, or one of the things I'm going to do is here's my thought process. I'm going to throw this bag, this hefty trash bag, up into a tree. Okay? Because that way...
Somebody's thinking too much.
Because that way, my dog ain't never going to find it.
So, you're going to have, like, crime scene investigators. Tell me somebody's going out for maybe a hike and comes upon that and decides to take a peek inside isn't going to have a meltdown.
Well, this is all very close to my house.
Oh, right? My God!
So I get outside, and now the dogs are inside. They're barking. They're going crazy. And I'm tossing this thing up in the air. And I cannot get it to land in a tree because there's no foliage in the tree. There's no brush. It's winter. They're all just branches. So I go, screw it. You know what? What I'll do is, here's what I finally end up thinking what I'm going to do is, I'll just put this in the back of my truck, and on the way to work today, I just like open the window on the way to work and just throw it out on the side of the road. Okay? So as I'm trudging my way back to the house, I swear to Christ, I don't know where I am. I mean, I can see my house. I'm not that far away, but I'm not tracing the steps that I had taken. As I am walking back. As I'm walking back, I feel one of these. I'm just walking. It's like leaves and leaves, and I've got this hefty bag, and I've got the CSI gloves on, and I'm almost puking anyway.
Right.
And it's like,
stumble on something.
Yes, and I found the bonanza.
The carcass?
Yes, I did.
Carcass. I used to have a neighbor in my old neighborhood that used to go,
carcass. So, this is a first for me. I mean, everything for me now is new, now that Freed is not around to handle things.
Right.
What I did was I went back to my house, and I got a shovel. I went to the spot to where, and apparently they've really been having a feast on this deer.
So it's been there a while.
Yeah.
Chewed up.
Because it was about the size of two turkeys.
Okay.
About what had been left in
there. Yeah.
There was still part of a leg there.
Right.
And some other stuff. So what I did was I dug a hole and, you know, thought like I'm good fellas and very carefully put my bag.
I'm not getting the lime this time.
Put my bag inside.
Right.
And then scoop the other stuff and put that inside and then cover it. Now, it didn't make a very deep hole. It was a shallow grave.
Kind of dug through leaves, probably leaf cover to get down there.
Yeah, I mean, and the ground was not exceptionally hard. It's been raining a lot, so I don't know. It's maybe a foot deep.
Okay.
So I put the dirt back on top, and I put the leaves back on top, and I think, all right, what a crappy job. But boy, I'm proud of myself because I've handled the situation. And more importantly, I've not done my first idiotic thought, which is just, drive down the road, you know, get to someone else's neighborhood and just toss it out the window and say, well,
where
what
the kids
frick?
Will find it.
Right. So, but here's the end of this.
Yeah.
This was at approximately 10:30 this morning. I'm getting ready to come into work. It's 12:42 p.m.
Right.
I'm on kind of the Rain Man schedule. I leave the house at the same time every day, let the dogs out at the same time every day. 12:42, it's time for me to let the dogs out because they have 8 minutes because I'm going to leave the house at 10 minutes until 1. I let them out at 12:42. When I called them back at 12:49, the little one, Max, came running up like nobody's business. Like, hey, Daddy, here I am. Look at me. And I hear from the woods. And guess who's got the hefty bag in his mouth?
Yeah. Now, he's a little better at digging than you are.
Now, I swear to God, I dug a hole. Now, I didn't dig a 6-foot hole.
You made it more fun for him.
I dug a 1-foot hole.
Uh-huh.
So the bottom line of this pep talk to start today's show is what I did, and I am not proud of this. Deal with it. I didn't bring my little, I brought the big SUV in today.
Mm-hmm.
I put the bag with the deer crap in the back. And what I did was on my way into work today, right off the side of the road, right by, right off Hunter Mill Road.
Hey, that's a good zip road.
Very close to the Reston Petting Zoo.
Oh, they'll know what to do with it.
I pulled my car off.
Honey, what is in the bag?
I pulled my car off on the side of the road, turned on the flashers, opened up the back end, and feigned like I was looking for something back there.
Pull it off, accidentally just slipped out, left it on the side.
And waited until it was all clear.
Traffic was clear.
And took the bag and did like one of these. One thousand, overhand, and whoosh, and I just see it go off, and it was like, screw it, I don't care what Frida would have thought, I tried a million times to do it the right way, I swear to God, I got rid of it, I buried it, the dog freaking found it.
Mm-hmm. You didn't actually throw it into the petting zoo, right, because my kids go there, I don't want petting anything.
A little bit traumatic, it's like, what's in the bag, oh my God!
I think it's two turkeys, but it's bleeding.
But that's what I ended up having to do, was throw the stuff outside my car window.
But just part of it, so that means there's still, even though they're two turkeys, there's still a little carcass out there.
You know,
some carcass left over, because all he brought back was the plastic bag. So I'm sure he's going to go out. The next time you let him out, he's going to go out and find some more food.
I know. If Clink finds it one more time, you can get it published in Reader's Digest.
Well, you just got your SUV cleaned up recently after the dog accident.
And right.
Yeah, was there any bouquet as you were driving? The bag didn't leak or drip or anything.
Here's the great
not leaking and dripping and nothing.
Here's the great thing about those Christmas tree air fresheners.
Yeah.
I swear to God, Jack, I mean,
you really
could have had someone who's been dead for 3 days and had him in the back of the car. You get enough of those Christmas tree things going,
right?
That's all you smell.
Anything that takes care of some of those cabs,
we'll
take care of that.
So anyway, that's, you know, I realize that part of my job is to tell you what I do every day. I mm-hmm. did not realize that, you know, yesterday I would tell you that I put on a Superman suit, or a Spider-Man suit, which
that was
really,
a good story.
Really wasn't that exciting. But this, I thought, was goddamn
exciting.
This is exciting.
More Steve Irwin-esque. Mm-hmm. This is more Jack Hanna, Wild Kingdom.
I think the next step would be a burning.
Yeah, burn the critters?
Sure.
Yeah, burn the remnants.
It would smell great.
Have a cremation. Oh, can you imagine that?
Oh.
Mm. Actually, part of it might smell a little bit like, steak.
Yeah, but the rest would smell like burnt hair.
Should have seen me, because I was totally not, it was 12:48, standing on the front porch.
Seemed you got into trouble when you get the, I like the burying idea. Mm-hmm. I like the burying, yeah. In fact, the burying idea, because really, what are you going to do to prevent a dog from going back to that spot again and again and again? Unless I would have buried it like you did.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, he cut right through that. He knew where the spot was.
The funniest thing is I'm like, because I've forgotten about it. I'm like, come on, boys. And then I see him coming up around the corner.
He's got the bag.
Just the bag in his mouth. And he's running up like, hey, this is a great game. Look what I found.
Yeah, it's a
like,
game.
It's like Easter for him. I found the deer leg. I found the deer leg with a hoof. And the toenails that I've been chewing on.
And this is going to be the first time, because you have deer carcass all the time around there?
Mm-hmm.
Those deer drop like, they really, I mean, there are a lot of them, but they're dying all the time.
Yeah. Oh.
Hi, Don.
How'd that feel? Huh?
See?
Didn't that hurt?
No.
Yeah, you bet it did. Yeah.
It's a big deal, Mike.
Why'd you try to fake me out?
It's a big deal.
Hi, Don.
No big deal.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don.
Nothing.
Hi, Mike.
Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
I always just stop for a second and think about why it is that you decide. What do you got there, John?
I have a note. I have a note with my picture on it. It says, did you write on the picture side? I love this guy, Billy Big Voice.
he just wrote you, right? He just wrote you a note.
Yes, that's nice. Lovely.
That's everything he wrote.
That's very, very nice.
Always been very fond of you.
Man, I feel like a dead deer in a bag.
Bag of deer.
I feel like a bag of deer meat.
Dynamite, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must stay. I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What? God. I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Let me just start this by saying it has been 7 months since Frida passed away. I still love Frida. I will always love Frida. But life moves on. And one thing I did, promised when I came back was that the show would get back to normal, and that whatever happened to me in this new set of circumstances, I would share with you the same way that I shared everything before.
Mm-hmm. You did say that.
Now, I'm going to keep people's names out of this.
It's probably a good idea.
It ain't none of your business, and none of you know this person anyway. And to make sure that it was cool, this was a little awkward, but
TV viewers would know her.
I thought I had to do this. I called my sister-in-law last night.
Happiness, thy name is Dinza.
I called. I called my sister-in-law last night, and I said, "Hey, how are you?" And she said, "I am fine. You know, how are you? Did you watch the games?" I'm like, "Yes. What do you think? Blah blah blah. You watched 24." And I said, "Robin, I don't know how to tell you this. I got laid." And she said, "Oh, well, good for you." Mm-hmm. And she said, "What were the circumstances?" And I told her more details than I will tell all of you now,
mm-hmm.
Only because she's Frida's sister.
Right.
And she said, "Well, good." You know, and she was cool with it.
Okay,
and
with
so
it.
I'm guessing everybody else would be cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, here's the thing. What do you need to know?
Surprise.
Yes.
Anticipated.
No. What else you need to know?
Now, wait a minute. You're stonewalling here.
Ask. All right. Ask.
My question would be, was this something that that you at least had some time to anticipate, or was the arrival of this person a complete and utter surprise to you?
Okay, I'll tell you, I
got the old degree in broadcast journalism. I can ask the tough questions.
I'll tell you what I can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I met her because of similar circumstances in our lives. Okay. And not necessarily the obvious one you think, although it might be that.
Okay.
Right. But I met her because of circumstances.
Right.
Known her for a while. Just known her. And on Sunday.
The next question would be, was, when I say, did you have any advance? Was this rendezvous? Can I ask you some specific questions? You can just tell me no if you don't want to answer.
Yeah.
This obviously happened on your home turf.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. It's creepy. It was okay, sure. But it was creepy because it was in my house.
But no, what I'm saying is,
it was like cheating.
Right.
But
it's not.
I know.
You know that.
I know, but it was like cheating because there's pictures of Frida everywhere.
Right, right.
We had to go to the guest room.
Of course.
I didn't feel that
you had a guest.
That the boudoir was, you know, the main boudoir was the spot.
Right. What like, kind of drink did you put the roofie in? What kind of narcotic was used?
Regular Pepsi.
When this person, I guess here's the question I'm asking. The specific question was this: a knock on the door visit, or was this a phone call that precipitated the rendezvous?
Saleswoman?
No, phone call.
Okay. Then after the phone call, did you entertain the idea that maybe?
No. I'm surprised you haven't asked me questions like.
Now you're going to control the questions that I'm going to ask you. Is it? You know, I understand you being a control freak over this show. But Jesus Christ, let me ask these questions.
Well, it's my story.
I know it's your story. First of all, you're not answering some of the questions that I'm asking.
That's right.
And I'm trying to get to the bottom of it.
I will answer them to the best of my ability to what I feel most comfortable with discussing.
Has this person been somebody who you've entertained the idea, at least the very idea in the back of your mind, that maybe, hey, you know, this could be something?
Sure.
So there's attraction there. Obviously, there has to be.
Well, there has to be. How you doing, Tiger?
There has to be attraction.
Right. Daddy got the job done, so yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
There has to be attraction. Was there much discussion about it prior to it happening?
No.
Or was it one of those kind of movie things where things just one thing led to another and kabingo, kabango?
No. Now.
There was no discussion.
How old is she, anyway, since you brought it up?
Early 40s.
Okay. So she's close in age to you.
That's right.
And can I get to afterwards?
What's the hurry?
Well, you're
going to control my... Am I doing that to you?
No, I'm kidding. I mean, it was a joke.
If you want to move right to the afterwards...
I want to jump around because I'm filled with tons of questions.
You don't even know how it happened or anything.
I have just said... Were there drinks involved?
No. It was at 1 o'clock. I mean, it's
the middle of the day.
2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
So there was a phone call.
Yes.
Was it like, why don't you come over? Would you like to come over and watch the game?
It was the phone call.
Uh-huh.
Phone call was, I am a big Pittsburgh. It was hello.
How are you?
Uh-huh. Hello, I am fine.
Right.
Do you have, as she put it, high definition?
Right.
I said, yes. Yes, I do.
Right.
Is the game today in high definition? I said, yes, it is. I said, die-hard Steelers fan.
Right. Love to see it in high definition.
Love to see what
you
high
got a
definition
high def set
all about. I was caught a little off guard.
You probably knew at that moment.
No, I really don't think that was. I've talked to this woman before.
Okay, then let me ask a different question, and you can answer it if you choose to.
Okay,
you didn't think, but did you in the back of your mind think, wouldn't that be nice if?
No. Never. Yeah. If anything, I was nutty, worried. Getting laid was the last thing that was on my mind. I thought, Jesus Christ, a half hour, a chick's coming over here. A half an hour, someone's coming over here. You know, I immediately got to do like, how's my breath? I'm not thinking, am I going to get laid? I'm thinking, are there dirty dishes out?
Were you showered?
Yeah, I was clean.
Okay.
It was decent. Yeah.
Did you change?
No, because I wanted to prove to myself and to her that it was just... Because she said, it's just low-key.
Right.
I just love to see the high definition. I know that you've got it, that you like football, blah, blah, blah. Maybe you'd like some companionship.
And you mentioned it happened during halftime.
I said, this is not a person that I just... picked up off the Asian chat room. Okay?
You actually... You said halftime.
So she's Asian.
She's not Asian.
Oh, okay.
She's not Asian.
All right. Can I get some halftime? Is that what you said?
Yes. What? Now, don't get mad at Buzz.
Well, I'm just trying to get, you know.
How?
You know, meanwhile, the dialogue with the man that you already told about this is going swimmingly.
He doesn't know. I can't even get my questions. He don't know more than you do.
He doesn't.
He doesn't. I swear, Mike, he doesn't know any more than you do.
Mm-hmm. How much detail are you prepared to offer as to how it kind of happened? Did it happen totally spontaneously?
Yes.
Did it happen with actions or words? Now, when I say that, was there a, you know, kind of a dialogue that preceded?
No. Here's the thing. She come over and
come down with something unexpected. Rob,
she's wearing her Steelers clothes.
Uh-huh.
you know. Now what are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? You're going to kill me.
My water.
You see, wear your Steelers jersey, nothing else on.
Yeah, but she had a jersey on.
Right.
She had a jersey on.
And we know how you feel about gold and black.
Mm. So I just like the football jerseys.
Right. I'm sorry. I spit my water all over the place.
So anyway, she shows up and she brought some chili. She said, we can in her own crock. I mean, she really came prepared. She had like this little crock pot thing.
Right.
Said, here, this we can eat this later.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
That's good.
So we go, we sit down in my cave, and there's a chair, an oversized, not a love seat so much, but and it turned out to be a love seat in the beginning. But it's for two people to sit.
Right.
I got it specifically so when Frida would bitch about how I used to love to watch TV, I'd say, well, come watch with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come in and watch on the nice TV with me.
Right.
Now, the thing is, it's for two people, especially two people who are not, haven't lived together for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little close. It was like I was sitting on my side and she was sitting on her side, and the table that had the cans of soda pop were to the left, and if she needed...
I'll get right to it. You can answer this whether you want to. Who made the first move?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did. She's a real big Pittsburgh fan,
uh-huh.
And you know how nice Peyton Manning was to me personally.
Right.
After Frieda passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept telling her over and over, Pittsburgh is just killing the Colts.
Right.
She said, I'm so sorry, but she was getting excited, and
sure.
She was waving her terrible towel, and I said, be happy. I got nothing invested. This is not like the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah,
playing.
Exactly.
I said, I'm a fan of this guy, Peyton Manning, but, I'm just all for a good game.
Life goes on.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
So at this point, it gets to be roughly, there was 1 minute and 30 seconds left in the first half.
Were you drinking wine, beer?
I was drinking Diet Vanilla Coke, and she had, I think, the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Right. No booze. There's no booze. Now, I did have an awkward moment when I said, do you mind if I smoke? Because... she's a guest in my house.
Right.
But I am watching football, and I am not going to watch football without a Fuente Opus X.
Little cigar. That's your room.
My favorite cigar. Now the thing is, this is where...
Did you offer her one?
No. This is where I first thought. This is, Mike, you asked about the first time that I thought.
Yeah.
About something.
Yeah.
I thought, if I smoke a cigar, I'm not even going to get a kiss.
Yeah,
because I know
it's very
difficult
to initiate anything with ass breath.
Because a cigar right. give you major ass breath.
Right,
but I figured it's my house.
So that tells me that you weren't expecting anything.
No, what right. the first?
The fact that you were even thinking cigar.
I said to her, like with 5 minutes going to the first quarter, do you mind if I smoke?
Uh-huh. Right.
She said, it's what I do. I love cigars. She said, no, it's your house. You've got the fan ventilation system. Go ahead. So I thought, what the hell? So I lit up the cigar. We watched the game. She's asking me questions about the game. She knows a lot about football. Colts are getting killed. And at one point, she leaned over to get her can of soda pop.
Right.
And as she leaned over, something just happened to me.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those things. It was just like I thought, well, what the hell? Jesus. I want to.
She was there.
I'm pretty sure she wants to. I mean, if she doesn't, I'm certainly going to find out.
Yeah.
So, I just kissed her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With my cigar tongue going into her mouth.
And that's right. Okay. And that's that. And then the rest is how shall we say history.
And then there was some kissing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, well, we got to slow down for a second. We have to slow down for just 1 second. Because
mm-hmm.
my mind really was just going...
Sure, I can imagine. I was
crazy. And at the same time, there's a dumb part of me that's still wanting to watch the game.
Yeah.
I swear to Christ.
You are a fan. You love the football. You are a big fan.
So it's like we're doing...
This is during the first half this happens.
Yes. But there's, there's...
First quarter?
No, less than 2 minutes left in the first half.
Okay.
I said to her...
Yeah, that's a good detail to remember, too. You're pretty good with those details.
1 minute, about 1 minute 37 seconds. That's where I go.
Nice to know that in this moment of, you know, of release, that you were able to still take a look at the clock.
I go for
the game clock.
I go for the kiss. And, you know, to my surprise, I'm not pushed away, you know, and I don't hear, like, you know, I'm calling my lawyer.
Right. So you know, that's a good sign.
This is good.
Now, that's usually a very good sign.
Now, I say to her, I really have no idea what I'm doing. I mean, I am so out of my element, I really don't know what comes next. And then she said, well, you know, well, what do you want to come next? And I said, why don't we go upstairs? You know, my implication was pretty
clear. I don't think you can be any more clear than that.
Right.
No, I mean, and see, here's the thing. Man, I mean, I almost feel creepy talking about this, but like I said, it is just a fact that Frida's gone, and that eventually I was going to have to, at least, you know, Daddy has needs.
This might
feel
weird
talking about this.
This might be a weird. And I know you're not doing it for that reason. You're doing it because I think you're doing it for yourself to talk about it. But I would imagine that they're. In a way, you're probably helping people that are in a similar situation.
And also,
I would think to articulate, you're probably articulating things that a lot of people have gone through, and
when I
told, probably thank you for that.
When I told Rob, one of the things I said when I did tell Rob, I didn't tell him any details, but I did say, you know, I'm going to mention this because, Jesus, at least I'll be able to stop saying on the air how horny I am all the time. And, you know, Daddy has needs.
And you're being honest about it. That's a good thing.
So we go upstairs.
Yes.
And I said to her, you must understand that, you know, it's been a long time. And I was, you know, I mean, I started the whole thing, you know, there's only one woman in my life. And I've never gotten any awards for my skills as a love maker.
Right.
And I'm saying all this stuff, you know, I'm just talking like an idiot as we're walking upstairs.
Right.
And incidentally, as we're walking upstairs and I'm saying this stuff to her, she's asking me, like, oh, what's this picture? And I'm going, oh, well, that's, you know, and that's us in Colorado. That's where we were.
So she's kind of stable emotionally during this whole thing.
Yeah.
She's kind of hanging. She's helping you out a little
very
bit.
Very much so.
Right. Which is probably a difficult thing.
So we get upstairs.
And so, of course, the autopilot takes over.
We get upstairs. This would be a good place, really, to take a break.
Damn right.
I ain't kidding you. This would be a good place to just take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just figure out how do I want to explain the rest of this to you.
All right. You know what? You could stop now, and all my questions so far have been answered, but I certainly have a few more for phase two. But I think as far as the first time, you know, you kind of, once you got rolling on it, it was, I didn't need to ask any questions.
So here's the thing. Is there any appreciable difference in me today? Can you tell that?
No.
So you can't, so as far as...
No,
you,
I really can't.
See, because I thought that...
I only one thing.
Right.
You know how we were talking about that thing in the office, you and me?
Yeah.
You know? You're, you got a little swagger back. You got a little, you got a little swagger back. You know, almost to the point where it's like, you know, okay. I know. You're a little large and in charge today. That, other than that, that's, you know, that's what I noticed.
We're talking about a personal item in Mike's life.
Right.
I was giving Mike some unsolicited advice about his life.
I see. you seem to have, that's a little bit.
I guess you're right.
Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I pretty much did lecture you and tell you exactly how to run your life.
Yeah, but at no time during that conversation did I look at you in the eye and say, well, doesn't somebody have it all figured out?
I didn't mean to come across that way.
But it was, you know, you asked that question now, and I just realized that's kind of, you know, you got a little, in that regard, you got a little spring in your step, which is not a bad thing at all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I get back to the same thing. You talked about everything and respect and all that.
I got about everything,
You're helping people that are in a similar situation.
Well,
really, I think there are other people in a variety of ways that I'm sure have gone through a similar thing that you've gone through.
Well, when we come back, there's really not much more to tell, except...
When we come back, will you be playing that music?
What music?
The sex music.
You mean this? Good. Yeah. Good. I'll tell you about the trip upstairs.
Yes. And then I can get to the other series of questions, not the least of which is, how many times did Rob call you while this was going on?
I don't.
Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm getting way ahead of myself. After everything was done.
Right.
And then when Awkward City became the hometown,
uh-huh.
when things really, and I went...
I can imagine. I can imagine more so than normal.
A little freaked out. In my head, it was, oh, Damien.
Right.
I mean, I had 8,000 things. Yeah. The phone rings, and it's like him, like, wow, did you... How come it says on that guy's jersey, Tank Johnson? Why do they got to put his first name and his last name on the jersey? You know, and I'm standing there, and she's there, and I'm like going to Rob... I'm not really sure why they would put that on his jersey.
Did you notice any difference in his tone?
I did not.
Okay, good.
So I had to, she was gone. I had to call him back. I said, hey, you big dope. I just got, you know, just a boneless chick.
Oh, God.
So I just, excuse me, I just, you know.
Respectfully.
Had love.
I understand.
Had love.
I completely understand.
Had love.
Love.
Oh, sloppy love.
So you said you... Covered almost all of it, but not mm-hmm. completely all yeah. of it, right?
Okay, when we left off, we'll pick this up.
Somebody was pointing at a picture on the way up to the boudoir.
That's right. It, Mike.
More coming up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When I tucked the butcher knife and put it up to her neck, I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. And I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
You know, you asked me before the break if there's anything that I noticed that changed about you, and I gave you my answer about there's a little extra spring in your step. I also wanted to just throw in one more thing. I don't think I've ever seen you more attractive. Positively glowing. Thank you.
Glowing? Homo.
Yes, indeed.
That's not glaze, Mike. That's a nice glow. Okay, I don't want to make more out of this than it is.
Right.
I don't want to have this be the focus of the entire show. We want to talk about 24. We want to talk about the homeless guy that's living here at the radio station.
And I mean a real, real interesting homeless guy.
Cool. I mean, we've got all the stupid Golden Globes tapes.
Including Drew Barrymore's?
Yep. Do we have Drew Barrymore?
No.
Well, you don't need her. You know, it's not an audio thing. It's a visual.
TV thing.
Right. Oh, it's a picture of her in that dress, right?
Her green orbs. Her green globes.
All right, let me just finish on this and get it out of my system.
All right.
Nice dress, Barrymore.
There you are, Barrymore. So it's Sunday, and this nice lady, who's a friend of mine, comes over to the house, blah, blah, blah. You've heard all this. We said we're going to go upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time we're walking upstairs, I'm saying stuff to her like, I feel weird about this. Right. This is, you know, this is like, it's in my own house. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a hard thing, no pun intended, to put into words.
Right.
How weird it felt to be walking upstairs, and she's looking at pictures and commenting on pictures of, you know, of my family, and
mm-hmm.
and but she was cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
We got upstairs, and I said, well, now hold on, real bedroom, can't do that.
Yeah,
can't do that. I mean, not only is there a gigantic picture on half the wall of Frida, Bart, and I, but there's
right.
also that picture of Frida that her mom had commissioned, mm-hmm. The oil painting, where she looked like Winnie Cooper when
right.
she was in high school,
right.
or in junior high, so you can't go in there. Well, what about the guest room? So, I said, you're the man.
You said that to her?
Yeah, I said, you're the man. How about the guest room?
Uh-huh.
How about it? So we went in there, there was just a picture of Bart and a picture of another family member. We just put the frame down.
Right.
And then said, it's been a while, and it was over the first time. It was over before it started.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Mr. 13-year-old. If you need a point of reference on this, rent the movie Mystery Alaska. Now,
This is an obscure film with Russell Crowe and Mary McCormick. But at one point, it's about these kids that live in Alaska, and they're a skating, they're a hockey team. And the New York Rangers are going to come to Alaska to play.
Can't you pick a more well-known movie, like maybe Forrest Gump?
All right. Touche. Same point. Anyway, there's not a delicate way to put it.
And not
this.
Later on, yeah. Forrest Gump. It's in the dorm room, Forrest Gump.
Yes, right. No, right. I mean, when we got upstairs... Uh-huh. And finally, I had worked through all the mental crap in my head.
Right.
I said, look what happened.
Yeah.
Look what happened. look what you made me do.
That's certainly plenty of detail there. That's plenty of detail.
You know, who knows, Mike? I'm just talking.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
I'm just talking. Did you want the detail, or did you
not? You know, it's certainly. You're explaining what happened.
That's funny.
Thank you, Buzz.
All right, well, then let's talk about 24.
No, I just meant about that.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
In terms of detail, that was funny.
You don't have the right, if you're asking these questions, right. You want the story, and you right. want the mic.
No, you're
the
telling
details.
You couldn't give that story. You could not have explained that story without giving that that detail.
That was a bit of a pee on my part.
Uh-huh. This has nothing to do with number three. This has everything to do with time frame. How long before you did it the right way?
Less than 5 minutes.
I mean, okay.
So here's my question.
Me so ready.
That's
what
great.
I'm saying.
That's good.
Were you back in your seats in time for the start of the second half?
No.
Ah, okay no. then.
You have to kind of put up the...
Yeah.
You know, no matter what, no matter how brief an encounter, whether it'll happen again, whether right. it won't, you probably had to, you know, well, go through the most.
Catch your breath.
Did that bother you? That you had to perhaps linger a little longer than you normally would have?
No. The truth of the matter is, after 7 months, and let's face it, like I said, this was, you know, for me, this was in 25 years, brand new.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. First time ever. What's not to like?
Yep.
I said to her when we were done, if this ever happens again, I hope you like it, because I'm sure it won't be as good. Because
we have a lower expectation.
That's certainly telling it the way it is.
Because you're going
to... Yes, she's got to admire your candor.
Because you're going to find that I'm a very giving lover, and when I say that, I mean... I'd like to give you my love, and then when I'm done giving you my love...
Where's the remote?
Yeah.
It was okay.
And
everything was cool psychologically and all that?
More than okay. Things are great.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be in here talking about it if it wasn't.
And we were done, and then I said, well, I'm going to, being as it's my house, I guess I'm going to go into the other room and, towel off and didn't brush my teeth. And
she didn't run from the house crying or anything like that?
I have to do. No, I left her there and she...
You weren't crying?
She asked me for a towel.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, and I got her a towel and...
A hand towel.
And told her to clean herself up.
I would imagine it was, with everything, it was probably quite an emotional experience.
It was.
Yeah,
and then
sure,
then we went downstairs, and for about 5 minutes, we pretended like it didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
And then we acknowledged that it happened.
Yeah.
And then I got a phone call from, what?
It's all about timing. That's Bart returning your call.
Yeah.
You want to call him back?
Ooh, I ain't shared this with him.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Let's all ixnay on the...
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
No, I just want to make sure that his knowledge is okay. I mean, I'm... For goodness sakes, I called him about it on the radio today. Hey, bud.
Hey, Pop, what's up?
Hola. I had mentioned I was going through the weekend and all the stuff that I did this weekend, and I mentioned, about not paying your tuition.
Yeah, that was a pleasant phone call this morning.
Now, come on. The guys here will back me up that I said that I overreacted, got mad at you, when really, and then, you know, realized, whoop, duh,
yeah.
You know, I didn't pay the bill, or... Steve didn't pay the bill, but...
Everything going okay now?
That's what we're checking on.
I think so. I just got out of classes for the day.
Good.
All right. Did you get into the other classes you needed to get into?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oh, good.
Oh, kind of. I talked to the teacher. She's still got to talk to me about it.
Oh, all right.
All right. Outstanding. All right. Just double checking. That's all.
All right.
Just making sure. because, you know, here was your chance. I thought it's a chance to even things up. Mm-hmm. I presented it on the air just like it happened. I got the phone call from you saying, Dad, I got kicked out of class.
You kind of were, a little harsh there thinking, hey, what the hell's going on?
And immediately I got pissed off and you said, it's not your fault. And I said, you sure it's not your fault? And it turned out it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't pay the bills. So that lays on somebody else.
Yes, okay. Well, that has been well documented.
Well, all right.
But I'm glad you got your classes worked out.
I almost said, not 100%, but we'll talk about it later.
All right, close enough. Okay, all right, I'll talk to you later tonight, bud.
All right, love you.
All right, love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Very good.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that's another thing that was going on with everything else.
And that was today. And that was today. This was all,
right.
All this other stuff. So we got done with doing the thing and went downstairs and
this show right now is about as real as it's ever been. It's
almost whispering.
Then went downstairs and it was like we're nice, but it was like we pretended like it didn't happen, and then kind of said, well, it did happen, and then you know me, I said I've not had a lot of chance to get feedback from anybody for nearly a quarter of a century.
Sure.
I said, don't worry about sparing my feelings. How was it?
Ah.
And said, you're fantastic.
There you go.
I said, boy, you haven't been late in a long time, have you?
And what did she say to that?
She laughed. She said, no, she hadn't.
Right.
No, she had not been late in a long time. And then, at that point, I got a phone call, and people were coming over, and I just had to say to her, this has been great, but, people are coming over. So now you have to go home.
Before the game was over?
No, the game was over.
Good. Oh, so there was a good
The good part is that we were able to go upstairs, have sex, and then come downstairs and watch the last 5 minutes of the game. It was just in freaking incredible.
Pretty amazing football game.
So we got to watch the game, and then the call from the people who were going to, and she was cool with that. I said,
good.
I said, these are friends, and it's just like, I'm not up. I don't have a girlfriend. God knows I probably drove this woman away because I must have said to her 1,000 times, you're not my girlfriend. I don't have a girlfriend. We're not dating.
Right.
I'm not going to go out and take you to a movie. I'm not going to go out and take you to... I was just throwing everything.
A little nervous.
I was just throwing everything out.
Do you think you're saying that because it's something you might want to do?
No. Hell no.
Well, how the hell do I know?
I mean, well, with no offense to her.
Right.
She seems very nice.
Right. It's just not what you had in mind right now.
No, I mean, like, that's exactly what I want to do, is just go down and spend more time with worthless BS small talk.
Right.
No, right now, here's what I just want. Bang, bang, bang.
Do you see that happening again?
Out go the lights. I'd say there's a good shot.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be.
You're both there for each other right now.
Right.
It could be arranged.
There you go.
I think it could be arranged. But I made the point of, saying, don't expect me to be, what a dick I am. She's a very nice lady.
You were being honest.
I'm like, as she's leaving, I said, okay, so you got to go now because these, friends are coming over and, like, they wouldn't understand. And I said, so remember, I said, really great. I'm like, mwah. Okay, it's great now.
That's nothing you didn't learn at some of the, country's finest radio stations. So don't worry about it.
I'm not ready for a relationship. You know that. This is not a relationship.
Right. And obviously she didn't say anything that would have indicated that, right?
No. No.
She's probably in the same boat you're in.
I don't want to talk about specifics, but we have a couple of things in common.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good.
So that's it.
You didn't have after the refrigerator's broke. You didn't have a rabbit boiling on your.
I did not. So there you go. That's your update. I finally got laid. Okay.
Congratulations.
A round of
applause.
I think I've answered all of your questions about my sexual performance. I had a little PE going, premature. I rallied.
Right.
Came back. Got her downstairs, got her out before company came over, and incredibly spoke to her the next day, and she didn't tell me that I'm a jerk.
Well, that's a good thing. Good. And one thing you haven't talked about, and I don't know, maybe you want to talk about it, maybe you don't, how was the chili?
Oh, it was good.
Uh-huh. Did she leave the crock pot behind?
Yes.
Ah. Oh, boy.
It's in the
think you put it in the refrigerator.
There's a refrigerator in the garage.
It's, you left it in the mailbox.
It's in the thing in the garage.
Uh-huh.
And the deal was, she said, if you want any more, just take it. If not, just throw it away and just, you know, either drop it. I mean, she left it very loose with me. Like, you know, just
drop the porch.
Drop it by my house anytime you want. Mm-hmm. You know, even if I'm not there, just leave it.
Right. Can you ring the doorbell and run?
Yeah, and I'll light it on fire and fill it with S. See if she goes out and stomps on it.
How would you rate the entire experience on a scale of 1 to 10?
For who? For me or her?
You can't judge it for her. For you.
For me?
Yeah.
Well, because I felt like such an awkward nerd. About like a 7.
7.
About a 7. Not to say that it wasn't, you know, everything that's built up to be.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Not to say that it's everything that the Bible doesn't say it will be.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a new and unique experience.
But a 10 for her?
Oh, yeah, off the charts. Yeah, I'd like to, off the charts.
An 11.
Gigolo. Remember, you can't spell gigolo without...
Would you be entertaining any questions for friends off air?
No, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Congratulations. I wondered if you could share with us the celebrity your conquest most resembles.
Incidentally, that was one of my questions. I respectfully did not ask that question.
No.
Okay. I respect that also.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ. That wouldn't have been my number two question. I thought it was appropriate to ask it.
She's horribly disformed. She's
disfigured?
She's a burn victim. She, okay. I met her in critical care. She burned over 98% of her body.
Wow.
She has to drink through a tube.
Right.
Very hard to make love to her. No, what am I going to say? She's, you know, okay, come on. Hey, listen, you know, she ain't no dog. Okay? I don't want to guess.
Nice looking woman.
Yeah, I believe so.
She listening?
God damn, I hope not. I really hope not. Although I did place the courtesy call to her as well to say I will be discussing this at some point.
Well,
you know, but then I said again, I'm going to discuss this at some point on the radio, but don't worry, I'm not going to say your name or anything.
Yeah, right.
I said, and, you know, don't forget, you know, you're not my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, okay, I heard you.
You made that clear.
Right. So, that's all I got to tell
you. Do you feel better after talking about it on the radio?
Yeah, only because it's like getting through the holidays with something
behind you,
getting,
right?
You know, and now this has been breached,
right?
You know, this hull has been breached. So now let's move on. I can't say any more that I'm not getting laid, that I got laid.
Now that you've crossed that particular threshold,
mm-hmm.
The only thing I could say to you would be, bring them on. The line forms here.
The balcony is open.
Except I know that I'm not going to, I mean, not that there's going to be a, listen, look at me. Listen to me, Jesus Christ.
You're a very, very wealthy and powerful man.
If anything, it was a mercy up on her part. But
no.
I'm certainly not going to get anybody else, what with my build-up talk, mm-hmm. and get my pep talk, mm-hmm. which is really great. Hi, you're really great. You should know this, that I'm pretty sure that I'm never going to get married again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that I'm never going to live with anybody mm-hmm. again. I'm pretty sure that I like spending time alone, and I'm pretty sure that I'm screwed up in my head, and I'm still not right with things, and no matter what happens between us, you're not going to be my girlfriend, and I'm not going to take you out anywhere and like go to dinner and stuff like that, because I'm really not into that. But other than that, how do you think it's going?
Yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, right. There's a chance. Okay. There's a chance that when we come back,
uh-huh.
We'll finally talk about 24.
What a great show.
Finally talk about 24.
Finally.
Or I could, you know, look at, I mean, I imagine...
You mean you might be wanting to field some questions from our listening audience?
I imagine that that's what all the phone calls are about.
I would imagine so.
But I don't know if there's any more I want to tell you than what I told you. Right, I think I've given everybody enough information for one day.
Jesus, you think? I think absolutely, quite a lot.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll let it go.
I was just going to add one more thing.
What's that?
I mean, there might be somebody out there that calls with perhaps a certain question that maybe we hadn't covered, that maybe you hadn't covered, that you did feel comfortable about talking.
Give me 1 minute on the clock.
1 minute.
Give me 1 minute on the clock.
Let's find out. Can I also say, with that said?
Yeah.
I don't think there's a chance that's going to happen.
All right, give me 1 minute on the clock. And here we go. Let's see.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to Don.
Yes, go ahead. What's up?
No, I was just curious, you know, if he's trying to, if he's planning on maybe just keeping this girl as a friend, and, you know, you got needs, I got needs, see what happens.
I don't know. I'm going to play it loose. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It was Linda Carter.
People want to guess.
It's a nice little mental picture.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
It was Colette, wasn't it? You guys always have that good bond between you when you're talking to her on the radio.
I hope you're being
funny. It was Colette.
I really hope that you're trying to...
Oh, the secret's out now.
Make a joke. Hello, Don and Mike.
I hope so, too.
Would anybody be making a joke about that?
The last thing I would do is bang someone that works here. Are you kidding me? Jesus Christ.
Great cover story.
Don.
Oh, yes. God. What?
Celebrity she most resembles.
I already told you. I'm not going to answer that. She is pretty. Okay?
Okay. Good enough.
Thank you.
Vanilla. That's the 60 seconds.
That's it.
Bring
it up another day on the show, or you guys can bring it up another day.
Mm-hmm. I'm never going to bring it up again.
We will be right back. Stay there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The South Side don't like the Jews, which is bugs. I get my head cut on DeKalb Avenue. I ain't never been in a barber shop and heard a bunch of brothers talking about Jews. Black people don't hate Jews. Black people hate white people. We don't got time to dice white people up in a little group. I hate everybody. I don't care if you just got here. Hey, I'm Romanian. You're Romanian cracker.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Bottle of Hennessy.
All right, so joining us now to play Match Game 2006, we have longtime friends, not been here for years, it seems, Mr. 40 and his brother, Grady Smoke. Hey, hi there, guys.
Oh, man.
Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. And a bottle of Jameson's Irish whiskey. Thank you, 40.
Oh, nice bottle. Nice, bottle of vodka for me.
Do not light a match in here.
From the hood.
Jesus. Is that the Hennessy I smell?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Grady, how are you?
Grady, you got to end the microphone,
my
good man.
Oh, my God, Grady, you are...
Good. I'm good, and I'm great, and I love it. Miss you, boys.
Miss you.
Same here.
Miss you, boys.
And 40, what's up with you? Chuck?
Yeah.
What's up, 40?
Chilling.
Now, what time did you guys get here? Because you've been at this a long time.
About 3 o'clock.
3:58,
exactly.
2:58.
Oh, that's
right on time.
Well over 2 hours.
Praise de la tarde.
Hour drinking.
Yeah.
They are.
So what's new with you guys before we start the game? What's new with Mr. 40 and your brother Grady Smoke? What is the latest enterprise you're up to? Besides your thoughts on moving to Houston, where you can commit crimes and the cops will not follow you,
really
what's new in the hood?
To Houston, because if that was me in Northwest, they'd have chased me home, followed me in the house to the bathroom wherever I was, and locked me up.
Right. I don't know. If I was on the booster, they wouldn't have called me any gun. You can't catch nobody on the booster.
They don't call off chases in D.C.
Right.
Did someone hit the SAP button?
Separate audio from
me. Might have the drones on the motor in the world.
What is the button. No one knows what that is.
My name is Joseph. No chase me, don't chase me. That's why we got Corona. Don't chase me.
And you know, Robbie, we definitely have to get some pictures up of everybody for the website today.
Right.
We have to get pictures of 40 and Grady Smoke and. Boy, I smell that Hennessy over here.
That is
some serious.
When I'm not here,
that is high octane stuff. Can I see that for a second, Grady?
You gonna see that? And let me
you
say,
see that.
Yeah.
That vodka, that's Armandale.
That's
what we drink in the hood. That's what gangsters drink,
Grady.
We don't drink Grey Goose no more. We drink Armandale.
It says 80 proof.
You drink that and you will love me.
Come on, get him a collar.
Yeah.
Rob, 40% alcohol.
You got to wear a kilt. Just drink.
80 proof.
Yeah, 80 proof.
All right, so everything good with both of you guys?
Yeah, man.
How's family? Family okay?
Oh, yeah.
Family's good. Last time I was here, had a baby on the way.
Yes.
She's doing good. Now I got another one on the way.
Congratulations.
Same.
You know, hey, everybody got albums on the way.
You got an album on the way?
Right now. It's crazy right now.
I like 40. The Grady announced he got another one on the way. And I don't know if people have caught 40 said, same person.
Same person. That's all you know. Yeah, because I know. I made a bet on that last time. Remember last time? You were like, I bet you he won't be with her.
So you're still with Mrs. Smoke.
I'm going nowhere with Mrs. Smoke. Oh, yeah.
How many kids now? I mean, with one on the way, will this be your second, or how many do you have?
Wow. Baby on the way is number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five.
You know what?
Oh.
Five.
I think we know what you do in your free time.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's for sure.
Know, one more OSN baby for life. We're going to be there.
OSNBHC.
Man.
We doing that thing.
I'm not sure I understand.
Drink some.
OHNBHC.
And I got the whole hood listening to you.
The whole hood.
Here's a picture now of Grady and a 40 for the website.
Yeah.
There you go. That's right. Get a shot of Mike over there being very white.
Here we go.
What's up, Mike? Get this mic out of the way.
Yes, get that mic out of the way.
Get that mic out of the way.
Grady, come over here with me for a candid.
Come over here.
Give the man in orange a little sugar.
Let him know about the privilege, man. Let him know about the privilege. Hold up that Armandale.
There you go. I've been trying to look as white as Mike. Well, what's wrong?
Okay. You got to do this.
Memory is
look at my face.
Oh, look at that. I'm screwed.
Look at my face.
No, no, it ain't going to work.
No, you're white.
I'm sorry, that camera's only for white people.
Once again. Either that or the black people broke it.
Yeah, or stole it.
Man, I can smell that Hennessy.
I can, too.
Wow. Well, we'll have pictures of Mike and 40 up on the website today. Anyway, it's great to have you guys here. We have our contestants. We're going to play Match Game 2006.
Are you guys ready to play Match Game?
I don't know. I think I need some headphones.
I don't think we have them. You're going to have to follow the session chat.
Drop the man.
Here we go. Let's meet our panel, everybody.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2006.
Yeah.
With the star, Don Geronimo.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Mike O'Mara.
How are you?
Michael K. Elton.
Oh, there's the crash.
Mr. 40. Grady Smoke. And your host, Rob Beware.
Hello, Storm.
Hi, Rob.
And there, Rob.
Good looking panel.
All right.
What a diverse panel.
All right, so now playing the game today, you'll have both.
My authority.
Both of us, you have Don, Mike, and then you have Buzz as well, and you have Grady, and you have Mr. 40. So you have five big ways to win big.
Exactly. Let's meet our panel. He is a 5-star general of good times in the USO. The troops love him. So do we. It's Don Geronimo. Don, when are you headed back overseas?
As soon as I sterilize the next woman I'm going to be with.
Excellent. He just joined the touring company of the Broadway smash Wicked. It's Mike O'Mara. Mike, what role do you play again?
Play the fag.
Okay, well.
And you're getting excellent reviews.
Thanks so much.
The newest member of George W. Bush's presidential cabinet, Buzz Burbank. Buzz, how's that going?
I'm only trying to help.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. And you perhaps remember him. He played the role of Dave Chappelle. In Chappelle's show, It's Mr. 40.
Yeah.
And for the last 6 years, he's been Tim Stickney's stunt double. It's Grady Smoke. Grady, what's the most dangerous stunt you ever had to do?
I jumped off a building while kissing a girl on her cheek and licking on her ear as it fell off of her face. Man!
That's a stunt.
That is dangerous.
That's dangerous, man.
Darkness, everybody. Darkness.
Darkness.
First two contestants, I think, are Sue and Kevin.
Sue and Kevin.
Let's see, here is Sue from Sacramento. Hi there, Sue.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Hi, honey. Doing very well. And it's Kevin, right? Kevin?
Yes, it is.
There you go. All right, Robbie.
Where's Kevin from?
Kevin's from Wichita.
Wichita, Kansas. KFH-FM.
Thanks for referring to yourself in the third person. Now, contestants, do you know how to play the game?
Yep.
Good. Remember we flipped a coin backstage and threw you one?
I don't believe Kevin answered that question.
Tails. Kevin, do you know how to play the game?
Kevin knows how to play.
Oh, good.
Kevin, don't be an ass.
Once again, speaking of himself in third person.
Kevin came to play today.
We don't like
Jimmy does that too.
We don't like it when Kevin's an ass.
Okay.
Sue, you won the coin flip, thank Christ. Please pick A or B.
I'm going to tell you something you might not know, Dad.
Hey.
I smoke rocks.
Oh,
man.
All right.
Hold on. Are you giving me a real life confession here or what?
Is 40 like making some sort of crack confession here?
He was speaking for Sue, I believe.
For Sue? Is that what?
He's doing a character voice.
You know, I forgot the rhythm of Mr. 40 in this studio.
I don't watch this man at all.
You know what? All I understand
is... I know you T-Bowed the whole season of Chappelle. I'm going to give you that.
Yeah.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something.
If you want to be with me.
What?
All right.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
That's the original. That must be the original.
Billy Preston.
Yeah.
You ever heard of him? Fifth Beatle?
Did a rapper do it or something?
Dude on my block named Billy Jackson.
Oh, yeah. BJ.
Yeah, BJ. Right, yeah.
Right, so you picked A, right?
No, Billy Jackson.
Right.
All right, here we go. And here is the first clue. Please don't answer until we ask you.
Okay.
106.7 Free FM WJFK Air Personality Jay Severin is so honest.
How honest is he?
He is so honest that he doesn't get asked to many fancy dinner parties. But lots and lots of people ask him to blank. Now, you guys, Sue, Kevin, you're out of town. Jay Severin is our new evening show here at 106.7 Free FM WJFK. Air personality Jay Severin is so honest, he doesn't get asked to many fancy dinner parties. However, lots and lots of people laugh and laugh, and lots of people ask him to blank. Sue, please don't answer yet.
I'm in.
All right, Don is in.
I'm in. Mike, are you in?
I'm in.
Am I supposed to write something?
Yes, that's right. You write something.
You lock your answers in.
Buzz, are you in?
I'm in.
This Sharpie, Grady, and write down an answer to the clue.
You want to write down what you think is a funny answer. And there's that tool, Jay Severin, that does a radio show.
Lots and lots of people ask him to blank. Here, read along. See, lots and lots of people ask him to blank. What do they ask him to? You see, you don't want to say it aloud.
Don't give it away.
Mostly you want to lock it in and write it on your card.
You want to lock it in and keep it close.
That's right.
What you're saying.
That's right.
All right.
All right, lots and lots
of people. The panel has got to be ready.
Is the panel ready?
I think so.
I believe that's time. All right, Sue, Jay Severin is so honest he doesn't get asked to many dinner parties. However, lots and lots of people ask him to blank. What say you?
Strip.
Ask him to strip.
Strip!
Yes.
Oh.
Do you have a stripping Jay Severin?
No, I said people ask him to eat a log.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not a match. How about you, Mike?
I said a lot of people ask him to get bent.
Oh, yes. Is that asking or telling?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. 40.
Yes, I had a... I had a fart / burp.
Oh,
is that right?
Neither one of them.
Fine.
Spill glass.
Neither one a match, though. Grady, did we get an answer?
Roll for shizzle with my nizzle.
Good guess.
That's a negative.
You obviously listened to that show, but not a match. Buzz, last chance for strip.
I said they asked him to sign off.
Yeah.
No.
Bagel for Sue, Kevin. Kevin must be very excited.
I'm very excited.
Thank you for using that pronoun. All right, Kevin. Excited we are that the Rolling Stones will play halftime at this year's Super Bowl.
Right.
They will get 12 minutes, and as expected, their performance will be sponsored by blank. Big Rolling Stones fan, Kevin?
All right.
I'm
in.
Excited we are that the Rolling Stones will play halftime at this year's Super Bowl. They will get 12 minutes. Don't answer. Don't talk. They will get 12 minutes, and as expected, their performance will be sponsored by blank. Who will sponsor them?
I'm in.
All right. Panel is locking in their answers.
I'm locked in.
Grady, are you figuring out the game now?
I am.
Are you locked in?
I'm locked in.
Yeah,
your Pam is right.
He's a regular Joyce Boulevard. Kevin, we're very excited that the Stones will play halftime at this year's Super Bowl. They'll get 12 minutes, and as expected, their performance will be sponsored by blank. Who do you say?
I'd like to say Del Boca Vista, but I'll say Viagra.
Viagra, I see.
Viagra.
Viagra. Don, do you have Charlie Watts' Viagra?
No, but I do have his Depends.
Oh, yeah. Also, good
Depends.
Answer.
Depends.
Mike.
I said they'll be sponsored by a funeral home.
A funeral home?
Anyone would do. How about you, Floyd?
As it is the Stones, I said it would be sponsored by Will Shatner.
Rolling Stone.
His kidney stone.
Right.
Oh.
For $25,000.
You know, that's an effort. Thank you.
We love when they think. Mm-hmm. When the panelists think.
Right.
Grady?
I'm going to pour some more Henny
nice,
right now.
Nice cover on the panel. Because I know we love it right when now. They think,
Oh,
Rob.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I say...
Thank you, Doug.
The Marion Barry Crack Patch.
I like that one.
The man.
There's a patch?
Oh, you're trying to quit. Sure.
What's going on?
What do you have, Buzz?
I said it's sponsored by their heroin dealer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, not so. And you know what's exciting? That means it's still a tie game.
Tie game, Rob.
Tie game 0-0.
0-0. It's like a Redskins game.
Kevin Ayers.
Wait, don't mention the Redskins.
I'll take A.
Hey.
106.7 Free FM WJFK says welcome. Welcome to newcomer Penn Jillette. It's really nice to have a magician on the station. He can really make the listeners blank.
Okay. Oh, I'm in. Thank you.
No problem.
Now, you know what that is? That's cold.
Is that?
Because there's one obvious answer.
What? Right. Maybe, what? Yeah, maybe not.
And Penn Jillette doesn't suck as bad as the rest
no,
of the
guys. No. There's,
true, but...
Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. All right, Kevin, 106.7 Free FM WJFK says, welcome to newcomer Penn Jillette. It's nice to have a magician on the station. He can really make the listeners blank. Panel is noodling it through. Kevin, I hope you are also noodling.
Well, that's pretty obvious.
Well?
Frickin' Penn Jillette?
Yeah, from Penn and Teller.
Right and shave?
Oh. No, don't answer yet. Oh. Too much chatter on the panel, though.
I'm still writing down.
Chatter.
Don is watching.
Everybody was
all right, Kevin, Penn Jillette, welcome aboard. It's nice to have a magician on the station. He can really make the listeners blank. What do you say?
Disappear.
Now, that's a very clever answer.
Mm-hmm.
Don, do you have Penn making the listeners disappear?
No, only because I wanted it to be difficult.
I had a hunch. Go ahead. What's your answer?
It doesn't even make sense with your setup.
All right.
The setup was...
Make the listeners...
Saw a lady in half.
I like
it. Let's go to the judges.
Not funny, but I knew what you were looking for.
Not funny. What do you say, Mike?
A cold winter, so I said Penn Jillette can really make the listeners get wood.
Okay.
Not homo.
Huh.
So okay.
How about you, 40?
I like Penn Jillette.
I've got right and shave Penn Jillette.
Ben and
hold on a second.
That makes sense.
You know what? Somebody had a smart juice today.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that, really, because that's like a double pun.
It is.
It's the Hennessy.
Must be. Grady, do you have an answer?
Drink Hennessy with Don D, the stuttering mechanic.
Not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I love Penn Jillette, but the joke is disappear.
Yeah,
so I have to disappear. That's a match.
And Kevin moves out into the lead. That means, Sue, you're going to have to play catch-up. Are you ready for that effort?
So if Sue doesn't...
Yep, I'm ready.
If Sue don't get one here, she's out. It's going to be a three-question round.
Okay, here we go then. Four
Sweet.
Questions. All right, here you go, Sue.
You say 40.
This is... No, I did not. This reflects on me. Last night, Rob Spiewak. That's me in the third person. Last night, Rob Spiewak dreamt he worked as a pizza man.
Huh.
So what?
Man.
So he woke up and immediately cut his blank into 8 pieces.
Oh.
Sue, are you familiar with Rob Spiewak?
Oh, yeah. I hear you every day.
Thank you so much. You know, both of us, our names can be used as verbs.
All right.
Last night, Rob Spiewak dreamt he was a pizza man. And so what? So he woke up and immediately cut his blank into 8 pieces.
Sue, Mike, are you there?
I'm in.
How about you, 40?
Sure. Hey, Grady?
Yeah. I'm all in, baby.
Grady, will you do me a favor real quick? Will you hold that card up and show Don your handwriting?
It ain't about what you write.
No,
it's about what you say, baby.
Exactly.
Let me see, Grady.
That's right. That's right. And I believe your Dances with Wolves name would be He Who Writes with Feet.
I would like to scan that and put that on the web. All right, Sue, is everybody in?
Yep.
All right, Sue, last night I dreamt I was a pizza man and woke up and immediately cut my blank into 8 pieces. What do you say?
Your lovely wife, Carrie.
Oh, how nice. How nice. 8 pieces of Carrie.
Yeah.
Left and twain.
Put upon, Carrie.
Halved and halved again. Don, do you have my wife mercilessly murdered by myself?
And maybe... I'm all out of line.
Yes, I said your wife carries dead, lifeless body.
That's a match. All right.
Hey.
Sue is tied at Mike.
I said your wife.
Hey, you do a picture.
Good. I did a picture of the dismemberment. Right. Grady?
Yeah. Very good. What are you...
4, 5, 6, It's only 7 pieces.
Oh, sorry about that, 40.
His voice got really high. 40, what do you say? Not that it matters.
Hey, well, divided by 8, swastika. I figured it would be an even cut.
Again.
Just look like a pile of sticks.
He makes a lot of sense.
How about you,
Grady? 40's answers have actually been quite good.
Yes, he's
perhaps
clever.
Too good.
He's clever.
And now for his retarded brother, Grady.
I'm not retarded. I'm just high.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I say he cut his 22-ounce German Beck's beer into 8 22 German Beck's pieces so that everybody can have a 22-ounce German Beck's beer.
You're making a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Bob?
Artistically, I said wife.
Yeah, oh,
wife.
Yeah.
I like the knife.
Can you hold that up again, Buzz? Look at the handle.
Yeah, nice
this
handle.
Game is, Buzz drew a knife there.
Yeah. This game is engineered so Peyton Manning will win.
Yeah.
What was that, Joey Porter?
No, boo. You can't try to take it from us. You try to take it to us. Everybody like Peyton Manning. Welcome to Ward 8,
so
everybody. Ward 8, everybody. Ward 8. Everybody come to Ward 8. It's a good place. It's God's country.
Okay, we got one more, Rob.
No, Sue wins.
Oh, Sue wins.
Yeah,
Sue wins.
Sue.
Oh,
Sue. Yeah,
Sue. Way to go, Sue.
Hosting a show of 3 matches. Ooh. Sue, that might be good enough to get you into Super Final Big Money Match.
Congratulations.
Super Final Big Money Match.
BFM
Ask Around the Flask.
Sue, we need you to stay on hold. And let's see, Kevin, third person Kevin.
Yeah, oh, Kevin's sad.
You've got the Hooters VIP Wing Party.
All right.
Hooters Game Day. Come back.
To go Kevin, were you playing for second?
Kevin, yeah. I was playing for second. Me and the kids are going to Hooters.
That's what I'm...
For your football party.
Playing for fourth.
Hooters is your football headquarters.
God right it is.
Hold on a second there. Kevin and Sue will see you hopefully in the final match thing. Hold on just a second.
And no matter what, Kevin, keep talking.
These headphones are so lightweight.
Me and the kids going to Hooters.
Like I don't have any on at all.
You don't have any on at all.
Man! You know what? In the spirit of moving forward and ever.
Uh-huh. Yes.
All you got to do when you watch 24 is drink when they say Jack.
Smoke rocks, baby.
They say Jack every... Jack! Jack, where's Jack? Jack done lost contact. Jack done went dark.
What?
Where's Jack?
Take a drink.
That's Jack Bauer. We lost contact with Jack Bauer. Has anybody heard from Jack Bauer? Boy, every week we drink when they say Jack, and we go through a bottle of Jack.
Jack Bauer drinks Hennessy.
You like, talk about, do you like 24?
I like 24. I like to take this opportunity to say, y'all black action sucks, man. Every time y'all talk with a black
do not
action.
Suck. Come on now. Showdown, Grady. I like that showdown. 24. 24.
Don uses the southern accent.
Y'all kept us in the green room too long, man.
Oh, yeah.
There we talking.
All right, well, you have to go back there now.
The green room?
Or as we're referring to it today, the black room.
Oh.
It's not the green room today, it's the black room. Now, listen, I tell you what, let's all air the room out.
I don't understand.
Does that mean poots?
Yeah, I really don't understand anything that's happened in the last half.
Y'all need to air it out because it smells nothing but like chronic.
Evacuate the gas.
We'll be back. We have 2 more players, right?
Yes,
so we have another exciting round of a Match Game 2006 coming up. Right.
2-0-6. No tricks in it.
Right, right. OSM?
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
I don't know. I think they may have been drinking.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
How are you?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you going to sing and dance with him?
I'm going to do the chants. We have a chance national anthem.
Okay.
You ready? Stand up, chants. Okay?
Stand up.
Okay. I wrote this song myself. This is a good boy. This is a nice boy. This is a happy boy. This is the chancy man. The little chancy man. Ah, we love the chancy man, the chancy man. We love his little nosy and we love his little posy. And that is why we love the chancy man, the chancy man. Pop, 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 pop.
It's Don and Mike Show. If you haven't heard
haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
We're back with Match Game 2006. We're back with Mr. 40 and Grady Smoke and having some Hennessy and vodka.
It was a privilege.
Good time.
Good time.
Good time.
Good times. Good time.
Good time. Look, man. I'm trying to act drunk.
Bum.
I'm not trying to act anyway. I do not like Hennessy.
Look.
Oh, did you try some?
I took a full bottle on it.
I am a fag when it comes to booze. What is Hennessy?
Hennessy is
cognac.
Is it a
distilled wine?
Is it like Courvoisier?
It's like brandy.
Courvoisier?
Yeah.
It's cognac.
I'll take it.
It's not like brandy.
I would have brought you Old Sex, but it's not a season.
It's yak.
Cognac. Very James Bond.
It's cognac.
I know that if it was brandy.
But this is cognac.
What a fine wife it would be.
Yak.
Nothing like brandy. It's yak.
It's yak
glass.
Brandy is not grown. The grapes for brandy are not grown.
Where is my sifter?
Snifter.
No.
I always get that wrong.
Snifter?
But that's good. But I mean, at least you know not to drink brandy out of a snifter.
No, I needed to say this.
Man, that hit my stomach.
I'm drinking yak straight out the bottle.
Do it burn?
Do it burn?
Do it burn?
Is a bet.
So I should, drink how much of this?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
While we were sitting outside, I realized back in, what was it, 85?
86.
I won a prize from UOPGC
when you
played the arithmetic.
And we never got our...
I never got my phone.
It was a telephone. We never got our phone.
I never got my phone.
All right,
you
boys.
Played the arithmetic.
You owe us a phone.
And Atlantic.
Are you going to take a hit of the Hennessy?
Yeah, a hit of that
of the
yak,
yak,
baby. Mm. Woo! That was a little Simon Cowell hit. Can I get a real hit?
That's what we drink uptown, right. Baby. That's that yak,
baby. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, he hit it for real.
There you go.
He hit it for real.
Lovely, isn't it?
Listen.
That's privilege, baby. It's not supposed to make you cough.
That make you love long time.
Oh. You love long time.
Don, that is privilege.
You know, if you can learn something once today, I'm thinking out here today. Cool. Yak.
Yak.
Huh. How's the yak?
Cognac.
Are we out of yak?
Now, here's the thing. You're drinking that like it's soda pop. I mean, I took a regular size drink of that, and my throat is on fire, Jack.
This is how we drink it at the spot, baby. The S-P-O-T.
The spot.
The spot.
The spot.
Y'all need to come to the spot.
It's like, Rob, let me
hold up. You know where y'all coming to?
At the BFW Hall.
Oh, is it like that?
Yes, at the American Legion.
It's the Moose Lodge.
At Pop Chocolate Shop.
And the milk.
Y'all need to come to the spot. Drink y'all, some of this yak.
This summer, y'all coming to the spot.
And we're going
to
make
it. Hold on. Before we play the next round of the game, which we must get to.
If you drink any more cognac, you're going to make your own spot.
I believe.
You took a good pull on that.
Not cognac.
I'm a man.
Yeah.
I handle it.
This summer, y'all coming to the spot, and then we're going down Anacostia.
Now, here's the thing.
And we're going
to
hang out.
For the longest time, we've said that you're going to bring me down to Chocolate City, and then I'm going to hang with you guys down, you know, down in whatever Anacostia, whatever neighborhood it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys have been to my house. You came to the Super Bowl like 5 years ago.
Right, yeah.
I've been waiting for you to return the invitation.
Oh!
Uh-huh. You tell me, and why do we have to wait for summertime for me to go with you down to
a
predominantly...
You don't want to sit at Anacostia Park when it's 30
degrees.
No,
not Anacostia. We from uptown, baby. Anacostia is in South Beach. We from uptown.
Uh-huh.
You come on uptown. We're going to sip on some of this yak. I got the whole hood listener. I done got you like 64 new listeners today.
Who listening? Don D.
Don D, the stuttering mechanic. Yeah.
Don D, I want to say hi to Don D, the stuttering mechanic.
Everybody's listening.
Well, if I could just say one thing, and then we got to get on. If for all of our new listeners in Anacostia, all the brothers that are listening,
uptown.
Let me say, Easton Motors. Your car is your credit.
Your job, your credit.
Eastern Motors, huh, man?
And how about that? Have you seen LeVar's back in the spots now?
Oh, is he really?
Too.
I haven't seen the new
spot,
one.
Yeah.
LeVar don't come to the spot. I seen LeVar down 201 Lounge, but he don't come to the spot.
So he does not come to the spot.
Two different things.
S-P-O-T. You might come tomorrow after this.
Are you guys ready to play the next round?
No, but it doesn't matter.
Of your bed, of match game.
Right?
Yeah.
contestants.
What did I do?
Yeah, Nancy and Patrick, I believe.
All right, hold on a second.
What's wrong?
Everything loaded up here.
What did I do, 40?
Here is.
Did I do something to offend you?
Here is Nancy from Virginia. Hi there, Nancy.
Hey, Don.
Hi there. Very nice to have you with us. Thank you. And also from the great state of Maine, here is Patrick.
How you guys doing?
Patrick.
I'm Mike.
Hey, Patrick.
Grady Smoke.
Yeah. Patrick. Hold on. Patrick.
Yeah.
What part of Maine are you from?
Southern Maine.
What part? I went to school at Presque Isle. What
Presque
part?
Presque Isle, baby.
Presque Isle, baby. Presque Isle. That's southern Quebec. I'm in near Portland.
Portland, okay. Presque Isle is eight hours north
of where I am.
You went to school in Maine?
Basketball.
We both
went to
school.
You went to school at Presque Isle.
Free school.
You went to UMPI?
Yeah, you went to school.
I was an
owl. That would be in Maine. I thought the big sign when you, welcome to Maine, there's no blacks allowed.
You know what happened? I flew in over it.
Over the sign.
It was all about dropping below the cloud line.
And on the way over Maine, we saw Rob's boots, Reebok boots, flying above the Quinton Long.
During
the commercial break, I got one at Grady.
Both of these guys.
Grady does not like Rob's shoes.
Do not like Rob's Reeboks.
He does not like my shirt. He doesn't care for my motive.
He got on 85 Reebok Classics high top with 85. And they're not throwbacks. He bought them at 85.
He's actually right. What can I tell you?
How long have you had those sneakers?
You know what? I've had the same type of sneaker. Since 1985.
Sneaker.
But they're out of print.
Well, it is a sneaker, for Christ's sake.
What is a sneaker?
They are out of print. And
they're
my
out
wife,
of print?
My where, wife bought
where
me.
Where are my tennis shoes?
What is a sneaker?
Where are my Keds?
Like a criminal.
My dungarees.
What do you call them?
Dungarees?
When you buy them?
Dungarees?
Seriously, I call them either Nikes or Reeboks.
Okay,
no. I don't say like I want to get a pair of tennis shoes. I just say I got to get Nikes or Reeboks.
I call them high tops.
I call them Keds.
I'm gonna bring Rob some ACGs. That's what we wear now. ACGs.
Now, did you guys, this is I didn't even do this on your account.
But we wear.
But you're gonna appreciate this because you're Nike. Black.
I
and
wear
you have
K-Swiss.
Style. Well, please notice that I am wearing today.
It's hot. It's making your hands look extra white. Your fingers looking blue.
Here's all I'm saying. I'm wearing an orange pullover from my kid's school from Clemson.
There's nothing wrong with that.
A hoodie. But if you'll notice the shoes.
You need another. Let me see them shoes.
Check out the shoes now. Do the shoes match?
The shoes match, but they're too old. Yeah, they from like 97.
They too old.
You can only wear shoes 5 times. You got to throw them away, baby.
I didn't know that.
on your hoodie. You can't wear Clem, son.
That may be the way they do it in New England.
I told you.
He drank a clever 40.
So you know what?
Yeah,
technically, you're a boy in the hood.
Oh, Rob.
Because he's wearing
it. We know what that means.
I'm catering to the room, Don.
I have the orange swoosh on my Nikes that matches the orange that I have on the sweatshirt.
The sweatshirt goes really well with the dungarees.
I agree. If you don't stop saying dungarees.
And you know what I like best about my dungarees is rolling up the legs.
You need some of this, some madness. You need some madness.
The only thing that's missing is a fine crew cut.
Some grand highs.
Now listen, here's
and
the
penny
thing.
Here's
that your company?
You can pull that off. Here's the thing.
You can
Grady, if I was to wear what you're wearing.
Don, you got
to
throw back Green Bay joint.
Yes, I do many.
Yes, you can pull it off.
But hold on. If I was dressed like Grady, I would
look like Bobby Lee.
I would look like Howard. I would look like Howard Stern on Letterman.
Hey!
Did you see Howard Stern when he came on Letterman wearing all of his gear?
Don, you're not giving enough credit to yourself for your hipness. We're not talking about the SCS that's sitting outside in the parking lot. We're not talking about the orange hoodie. That's hitting. It's just two X's too small.
You don't want
small.
Everybody
we're
to know.
We're not talking about that.
Oh, that's my fault.
That's what we call it.
Okay, so you think that this should
all
be
all they need is another X and a little save.
Can I ask a question to both of you guys? Come on, Mike, because you're my favorite white uncle. Because we're talking about fashion here, and I wanted to get your opinion of my golf shirt.
Man!
It's got the country club logo.
That's terrible.
It looks like you got a shot of 88.
And I'm going to tell you why. You're in the business.
Mike, 88.
Mike, that's free advertising.
Yeah, I know.
Paying for your memory.
Let me ask you something. I've lost a lot of weight. Why would I want to, if I can wear an XL... Why would I want to wear a double XL?
No one wears an XL.
Nobody wears XL.
You can be 5'9", 100 pounds, you never wear XL.
And you don't wear XL if you have to wear XL.
You always wear
XL. Right now, you gotta wear XL, so you wear a double.
You see this hoodie? 4XL.
Wow. You're wearing a
4XL? 4X.
Can I just say something and you not be offended by
that? That's a triple X.
Here's the thing. That's so black. The fact that your clothes are so... clothes are so big and oversized.
I've heard a rumor.
And that's why I wore these
baggy... Oh, that's oversized.
I wore these baggy clothes on Monday on the front of the bus.
I've heard a rumor.
And I just rolled downtown.
What's the rumor? Hold up. Mike heard a rumor.
What you got, Mike?
I heard a rumor. Don't tell anyone, but sometimes that the oversized clothes are worn to cover up weapons.
Yeah! No, give it up!
Mike? Yes. I a erd hay at the ute.
Oh, well, we invented this. If we wanted to talk Latin, ergo octu, huh?
And furthermore,
and
just because you're wearing...
therefore, heretofore, wherewith...
Just because you're wearing a 4X doesn't mean you're black. It might mean you're morbidly obese. Thank you.
Actually, how you doing? Just because you're wearing a 4X don't mean you're a 4X.
Mm-hmm. I'm only wearing an X. But you say I should wear a double X because it would look better.
We don't want to see your first X.
Look at my wrist, baby.
If you wear a 3X, those first two X's are invisible.
Okay.
What's wrong with a nice 48 long?
Okay, guys, let's play some game here. All right. Let's play some game. Rob,
we haven't much time.
Okay, let's we'll make this
Nancy
a lightning
and
round.
Nancy and Patrick, we need to do a lightning round.
Nancy.
Yes.
You're going to go first, honey.
That's right. We flipped the coin. Nancy, A or B?
A.
Here we go. NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen was sad, oh so sad, that the Redskins lost in Seattle, but the trip was not a total loss.
Every game.
I know. Mike, right. Don't laugh till the punchline,
okay,
please.
Sorry.
The trip was not a total loss. Sonny told me that the Space Needle makes a great blank.
Man.
Oh,
wow. I got it. All right.
Hold on.
I'm in.
Give me the whole setup again.
NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen was sad that the Redskins lost in Seattle.
All right.
But the trip wasn't a total loss. He told us that the Space Needle makes a great blank. Nancy, are you familiar with the Space Needle?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a wonderful landmark. You can see it from the air.
All right,
everyone,
Mike,
I believe it's locked in.
I'm in.
Buzzy.
I'm in.
Boys.
Yeah.
40, Grady.
All right, Nancy, according to Christian Jurgensen, the Space Needle makes a great what?
A toothpick.
A great toothpick.
Toothpick.
Don, do you have a toothpick?
Yes, I do toothpick.
Yeah, that's a match.
Yep.
Toothpick?
Mike?
Hi, Rob. I have toothpick with a picture of Sonny.
That's good. You got the hair just right.
Right.
For you, what do you say?
I have a pointer to the snitches as an ass-mometer.
Ass-mometer. And officially, that is where your streak ends.
Yeah.
Your
sorry, buddy.
Great answers.
How about Grady? What do you have?
Q-tip for the ears if you're looking sideways at the time of your headpiece.
He's fading.
Shorter answer.
How about you, Bud?
I said toothpick.
All right.
And you did the Space Needle, yes. Buzz. Nice show.
All right, this is a lightning round, so this is your one chance. You can do this, Patrick, on this clue, okay?
All right.
Three to tie. All right. Four to win.
Every card you gave me.
Okay. Give me a softball.
And this ball is soft. And
what?
I want you to listen.
That's nasty,
carefully.
Right?
Scientists are finally perfecting the process of odorama.
Really?
Which allows you to smell the movie you're watching.
Okay.
It's fascinating.
Right.
For example, Brokeback Mountain smells like blank.
Okay. Oh, I don't see Brokeback. What is
I'm
that about?
So in.
Not is that the movie about the gay cowboys?
Yeah, it's the gay cowboy movie. Patrick, have you seen it?
No, but my wife told me all about it.
Patrick, are you in it? Scientists are finally perfecting the process of odorama.
I'm in.
Which allows you to smell the movie you're watching. For example,
Grady?
Brokeback Mountain smells like
40.
Blank.
All
right,
are you in 40? We're waiting now on Mr. 40. Are you in Mr. 40?
Yeah.
It'd be good if you could write it, please. Yes.
Yeah.
The question from the panel: do we have to write it? So yes, please write it. Yeah. Patrick, Odorama allows you to smell Brokeback Mountain, and it smells like blank. What say you?
Ass
is a good answer, a short answer, a three-letter answer. Don, do you have Brokeback Ass?
Now, you have to ask the judges.
All right, let's put it to the panel.
I said the movie smells like poopy sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a match.
Judges accept that.
Judges will take that mic.
I said it smells like ass.
Hey, perfect match with a cowboy hat.
Yes,
sir. How about you?
I think we got what he said.
Spurs.
And I think it was family friendly the way he said it.
And no one enjoyed that answer more than Grady. Grady, what did you say?
Well, like Spurs. Uptown. Black sex.
I believe it's pronounced.
No, you can't.
Black. How about you, Buzz?
I said ass.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a tie game. So, Nancy, I need you to call a coin flip in the air.
It's going to be a simple coin flip to decide who goes to Super Match here.
That's how we do it on Match.
I'm drinking.
Nancy, call it.
Heads
it is, Nancy.
Heads
we will
is.
See you.
Nancy.
And because she got that in one round, and it took two rounds. Nancy, we will see you in final match. We have some prizes for Sue.
Now that means when we come back, it'll be this chick Nancy against the other chick Sue.
Right. Sue gets a parting gift
though. Hold on, does Patrick get? Hold on. Doesn't Nancy play Sue in some kind of upcoming round?
Yeah, we can do that if you want. I thought you wanted to go right.
They each won a round.
How about we give them one question when they come back?
Okay, we'll do a lightning round.
Best on the one question.
Sue v. Nancy. Perfect.
The thing, Rob, you get very caught up in the rules, and I know I came to Rob before we started this, and I said, we're running a little short of time. We're going to have to compress a little bit. And Rob said, we should really ask 5 questions per contestant per round. And
the rules make it more fun, Don.
Honoring the memory of Gene Rayburn.
But the guy, Patrick, he's history, right?
Oh, he's out of here.
Yeah. Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick.
Could I ask Buzz to say something for me?
Sure.
What do you mean?
Buzz, in a very sexy voice, could you say, I like the word Coco?
I like what?
I like the word Coco.
Oh, get him.
I like the word Coco.
Thank you.
I wouldn't do it, Buzz. I was going to end up on some faggot website.
It's going to be very, very difficult.
Like a scat lover. Well, listen, Patrick, first person Patrick, you've won the Hooters VIP wing party. Get a Hooters game day fun pack to go tailgating or for your own football party. Hooters, your football headquarters. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mr. Bateman, hold on there, ass.
Great job, Patrick. That's we really enjoyed having 40s you.
40s into 24, I can go.
24.
That's Mr. Ass to you. Baruz, could you get me? Okay. I've seen him on stick.
Baruz.
We will come back. What, Grady?
We will come back next season, Baruz.
I would like a cinnamon stick and a Marlboro Light.
I would like a Cinnabon. Many, many months ago, you said the only American Idol to do something was the white broad, Fantasia, went platinum.
That show sucks.
And
I don't even watch that
show
anymore.
Phone?
I don't either, but I'm just...
How could you not watch our show?
I've been trying to call in for like 5 months and say that. You can put me on hold.
But look, you got it live right here. You got it.
Man.
It's been on the 37,000-hour delay. This is coming through.
You want to do your Fantasia?
You know, I shouldn't, but I will.
You should.
Do it.
No. Stop it, Baruz.
Okay, we got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What is it, the memo? The ideas contained in that memo are not my ideas, Hank. I do not happen to think we need a younger sidekick.
Thank you.
What is that?
What do you mean this?
Yeah.
You mean the earring?
The earring.
Well, I've had this. I've had this for, oh, golly, some time now.
If you've gotten an earring to make yourself look younger.
Oh, no.
Oh. What have you done to your nipples?
Oh, yeah.
Let me see. No. Come on, let me see. Sit down. Hank.
What's wrong?
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
Hank, what? Look that way. Look up. Mm-hmm. Look down. Mm-hmm. Does that loosen you up? How does that feel?
Good.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Does this hurt?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Where'd you get this done, Hank?
Well,
you know, was it in a sterile environment? Look that way. Yeah. Boy, very swollen and reddish, Hank.
Really?
And the left ear is the gay ear, by the way. Do you know that?
It is.
Uh-huh. And when you wear it low on the lobe like that, Hank, it means you're catching, not pitching. You know, I had a friend who was allergic to base metal, got a really bad infection, lost about 90% of his hearing. Oh, yeah. Hank, that looks very pussy. What kind of metal did they use, do you know?
I gotta go.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine. Hank,
yeah.
I like it. Hank, keep it.
Yeah. Keep it.
Yeah.
Right.
Boy, oh boy. Don't hide it. Right. Be proud. Catching, not pitching.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show. Like corn. Enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
What did you say during the commercial break? I play this for all my brothers in Anacostia. I'm sorry, from the spot.
You go to Anacostia Park.
From the spot.
Because they moved us out of Haynes Point when they built the Roosevelt Memorial.
There was, oh, you got it tattooed on your arm.
Official Spot Ninjas.
Remember last time?
Yes.
Official Spot Ninjas, but not ninjas.
The N-word was flowing during the break.
Yeah, but
in that
in a good way
with these guys saying,
well,
you know,
every time he go to cop.
Yeah, and you know, just yesterday a vampire called me buddy. So
and today Grady said that you're his
N-word.
He might never heard that.
And that everything is really falling into place.
And we're all going. The long and short of this is what came out of the break. We're all going to Asia together.
Yeah, and we don't know where. We're just going to buy plane tickets and say Asia.
To get Nikes. Right,
so and when we get there, we're going to all be black.
Right.
And drink
sake.
Go all
sake.
Let's go.
All right, let's get a winner here, Rob.
Exactly.
Let's get a winner.
Yeah.
I hope we get a winner from Ward 8.
Everybody, Ward 8.
We got Nancy and we got Sue.
Ward 8, everybody, Ward 8.
Hello there, girls.
Hey.
Hi, hello. Nancy, Sue, here we go.
Good right. Girl, let's go.
I like this.
Nancy, you won the coin flip. You need to pick A or B.
A.
Hey.
This round is for all the marbles, and
hey,
here
Nancy,
is your clue.
Hey, Nancy, you like brothels?
Huh?
You like brothels?
You like black dudes?
Of course.
Yeah. We don't even need to ask no more questions. It's over the game.
Game over.
Right, boys.
All right, Nancy.
Okay.
We hear that Michael Jackson is looking, speaking of brothers,
yes.
We hear that Michael Jackson is looking for a job as an entertainment consultant.
What do you mean, speaking of brothers and referring to Mike?
Oh, he's not kidding. A brother.
Oh, and the boy wears lipstick.
The panel is really getting excited.
The panel.
According to his resume, his skills include typing, Windows XP, and blank.
Michael Jackson's a Republican.
Well, can you give me the whole thing one more time?
I can. We hear that Michael Jackson is looking for a job as an entertainment consultant. According to his resume, his skills include typing, Nancy, Windows XP, and blank.
I am M.
I'm M.
All right. Nancy, you know Michael Jackson. He's living in Bahrain, or is it Beirut? Do you know? Are you a geography student, Nancy?
Not at all.
Okay, well, please hold your answer. We hear that Michael Jackson is looking for a job as an entertainment consultant in Bahrain.
Let's see, Buzz, are you in?
According to his resume...
I'm in.
Typing with XP and blank.
Mr. Ford, are you in?
Oh, God.
Don't answer.
I know. I'm thinking.
Grady Smoke, you in?
Yeah.
Know. What about your brother? Ford, you in?
You know.
I believe the panel is right.
We're ready, Robbie.
All right, Nancy. Michael Jackson's resume skills include typing, Windows XP, and blank. What say you?
Oh, babysitting.
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 Pretty good.
That's a good skill, Don.
That is a good answer.
Do you have babysitting?
No, I had... delicate ring.
Mike.
This is my suckiest answer yet. I said makeup.
I like that answer, Mike.
Thank you.
How about you, 40? How's your handwriting?
I write a brown bag wrapping around the 40.
What the hell?
That's not even English. How about you, Buzz?
I'm typing Windows XP, and I said dictation.
Oh, I
dictation.
I should also tell you that during the break, not only was the N-word flowing around very freely in that very nice way,
yeah.
But also, you guys, now Grady, having 15 children.
Not too many.
You really should have taken it easy with poor Jessica Rabbit.
You had a
Jessica Rabbit comes in the studio.
You had a court saving me.
Is she
and
okay?
If you could impregnate a woman simply by talking to her, she would be pregnant already. Jessica Rabbit.
He's trying to say you're extremely virile.
Yeah. And if Jessica Rabbit comes in, and right away you go, oh.
Yeah.
You're fine, and you're Deacon Y sweater.
And he said, you're from the hood, and I'm from the hood.
Yes.
Then you wanted to invite her to the spot. I think you said that she, didn't one of you guys say she could be the correspondent at
yes,
the spot?
Yes,
she's
correspondent
the FDOT
at the spot.
I've been bamboozled. I've been hoodwinked. Run amok. It's not right.
That's right.
It's too many. You gonna have a court.
All right, you have five kids. You have five kids.
That's right.
You have five kids.
With six
four
on
with
the way.
One on the way.
Oh, four with one on the way. Right.
Four with one on the way. Almost a nickel.
Rob, where are we at here?
I have no idea.
What did that have to do with the price of...
Anyone but Sue.
It's what happened during the commercials. We had some
do
nice talk.
Do they sell tea in China?
Yes, yes they do.
For all the tea in China.
According to my research. Sue!
Yeah, here.
You are in the catbird seat, Sue. If you match one person, you win.
Okay, I can do that.
That's great. All right, and here is your clue.
Don't choke, Sue.
106.7,
oh,
thank
just swallow.
All right.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
I believe you just did. 106.7 Free FM WJFK General Manager Michael Hughes just finished remodeling his kitchen, and it's lovely. New tile floor, granite counters, and hot and cold running blank.
Okay, we're
hot and cold.
Hot and cold running blank. Sue, do you, have you ever met Michael Hughes or spoken to him?
Oh, no, but I feel like I know him. Yeah,
all right,
Buzz,
so. Please don't even do that.
Grady, you in?
I'm in.
How about you, Mr. 40? Now, there's an obvious answer if you do listen every day.
Right, right. This is one of the soft balls that we discussed.
Understood.
Soft ball, ball.
Make me uncomfortable. You're right next to me.
That's soft balls.
You got soft balls.
You got to stop saying that.
I like touching you.
We're going to go on. Mr. 40 just got to get his answer together here.
Balls.
That is really, he is not, that pen is dancing on that card.
Softy ball.
It looks like he's playing pickup sticks.
Mike, help me, Mike.
And then just play.
I'm here for you, Grady.
All right, Sue. New kitchen. Michael Hughes. Lovely. New tile. Granite counters. Hot and cold running. Blank. What do you say?
Wine.
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 Hot and cold running. Wine.
That's a match.
That's a match with Don.
Hey, all right.
What do you say, Mike?
Well, since he had that, I changed my first one with my second one. Hot and cold running indecision.
Not a match. What do you say, 40? Does that even say?
I had warm wine, but I'm going to go with malt. Liquor ball.
Malt liquor
ball.
That was, I'm sorry,
don't
not a match.
Not a match.
Hey,
not
don't let
matter.
This smooth taste, will you?
How about this handsome young man right here?
Hot crack pipes with
cold rocks. Buzz.
I just said wine.
Wine. All right. Sue, that gives you a decisive victory. Congratulations. Do we have...
Oh, thank you.
Do we have a parting gift for Nancy?
Yes. Nancy gets the... Nancy gets the Hooters VIP wing party.
Nice.
And me, Grady Smoke.
The Hooters game day fun pack.
Thank you.
Now we do have $250 we're playing for.
Exactly.
And also the Bose Cinemate Home Theater System.
All right, so she's won the money and she's playing for the home theater system?
Right.
I didn't know Buffalo Pay Wings.
This would be Sue that is going for the big prize here.
All right,
this
is a big money final match. Sue, I need you to pick a celebrity from our panel to play against. Try to pick someone you think like. Don, Mike, 40, Grady, or Buzz.
Grady.
Pick Grady.
Well, those two are out. They're under the influence. What? I'll go with Don.
Those two. That's really not very nice.
Those two.
You know who I'm talking about,
it's like
right?
It's like that commercial. Where did you learn this?
I learned it from watching you.
Remember that back in the day? The kid, the dad watching the kid smoking some weed.
Right. I'm going to listen to her for 30 seconds.
All right, Don, here, this is for you. Then you need to lock in an answer and try to match this.
You got it.
Blank.
I'm talking about.
You guys will be playing too, so settle. Blank school. Blank school.
Blank.
Don't answer, Sue. Blank school. It looks like this. Is it getting better, Mike?
I'm in.
Yeah.
All right.
I have locked in my answer.
John,
my answer.
Locked in
my answer.
Sue,
blank school?
The panel will now offer you suggestions, and you can take one of those or take your own. Mike, how would you complete blank school?
Old school.
Old school. Very good. How about you, 40? Blank school? He passes.
Preschool.
Very good. Smoke?
Boarding school.
And Buzz?
High
school. So the suggestions were old school, preschool, high school,
and boarding school.
So you can go with one of those.
That was
or you can choose your own. What do you think,
Mike,
Sue?
What are you doing over there?
Bring a little Hennessy, Don.
No.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Bring a little bit. No, yeah. I don't want any more.
Yeah.
I go with old school.
Old school old is her school. Answer. Don, if you have old school, you're a winner.
Oh, Rob, I said high
school. High school.
You're so great. I got told to say
sometimes that's the way it happens when we play Match Game 2006.
How about that? Listen, Sue does get the 12. She does get 12 free WWE pay-per-view events.
Wow, that's better than the Bose Ring,
including the Royal Rumble, live on Sunday, January 29th. Enjoy that from WWE. Sue, thank you for listening.
And $250 Don and Mike dollars as well.
Yes, feel all warm
no, and they're not. They're not like Jeffrey dollars. No. I mean, you win $250 as well. So thank you very much, Sue.
Oh, great! Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you for listening.
Hold get on. That bottle away from me. No, evil demon rum. Firewater.
It ain't rum.
It's yet. Where's the clothes on this
Match Game is recorded live on tape at Television City, Los Angeles, California. Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game have been edited prior to telecast. Match Game 2006 is a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman television production.
Stay tuned for Gambit
on most of these CBS stations.
Thank you, stars.
Thank you, Rob. Don't say the S word. You're about to say it. Bella, can I say it's been great having both Mr. 40 and his brother Grady Smoke with us today.
Say that again. Please say that again. Both.
It's been great having
both
of you with us.
Both.
I wish you both an early happy birthday.
Birthday. Move me.
Get out of here, guys. It's great seeing you.
Let's have a round of applause.
Love
for
you guys.
Smoke and Mr. 40.
Love you guys. They really now leave.
What up?
There they go.
All right. Come on. Out.
See you uptown.
Adult Swim. Great seeing you, Grady. Great seeing you. Thank you. Love you, too.
Grady, good to see you.
Here's how I know they've been away too long. I forgot all the handshakes.
Oh, it's very
simple. The greetings, the elbows, the handshakes, I've forgotten.
You do the up, down, the in, the out. You do the thing with the thumbs. You do the thing with the elbows. And you do the hug thing. And then you know.
Oh, no, we got it.
Okay.
40, always a pleasure.
40, love you. Talk to you soon.
There you go.
Talk to you very soon.
This may be the drunkest that I've ever seen Grady and 40 together. I think this might have been a record today.
Grady's way effed up.
Because the Hennessy, I mean, really, the Hennessy bottle is almost gone.
Grady just whispered in my ear. I keep dropping the end button all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Thanks,
out,
guys.
Out.
Let's move it along, fellows. Come now. We're burning daylight.
It is on eBay.
He's going to sell the cars.
Stay tuned, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They sure work hard, don't they, Bonnie?
Yeah. I hate to see them work so hard.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go around back where we can't see them. Gee, we ought to do something, Fred.
Okay. How's about taking a nap?
I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it. Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston's got that filter blend.
Yeah, Fred. Filter blend makes the big taste difference, and only Winston has it up front where it counts. Here, ahead of the pure white filter. Winston packs rich tobaccos specially selected and specially processed for good flavor in filter smoking.
Yeah, Bonnie, Winston tastes good like a cigarette, sure.
The Don and Mike Show. Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
What would you do with that man? She would be available when?
She's available now. She's at our office. She's not on the air today because there's a financial show.
Financial show, but she is available to take our call?
Apparently so. That's what the board op said. That's I don't know great. If it was the same guy from yesterday, but it could have been.
The angry man?
Yeah.
The young
I'll
ruffian?
I'll run all the buttons.
Well, just try it real fast.
Okay.
I mean, like 30 seconds fast. If she'll come on the air with us just to see.
Let's just find out how she's doing.
Yeah. If you feel like maybe you'd like to.
I want to get it out of the way. Not
yeah,
resolved.
Yeah. And then we'll get right to the BlackBerry.
Let's talk to her.
Just want to make sure she's doing okay.
Yeah. We're not after yesterday. We're not convinced.
See what she's got planned.
Can I speak to Beth McBride, please? Yes, Rob.
Rob.
Beth.
Rob.
Yes, the Don and Mike radio program.
Thank you.
How do you think it went?
Yes, I'd be glad to hold. She's on the phone.
Oh, dear.
Brokering deals.
Well, she's a very busy woman down there. She's running some stations.
Executive.
Right. She's made it. You know, she's like Mary Tyler Moore. You might just make it after all. She takes off her corduroy pants and throws them over her head.
The Winston-Salem Chamber of Commerce has a new director.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes.
Is that part of the business show?
I can't tell. I think this is the news.
Well, if she's not going to pick up, then we're going
to
just...
She might be playing a game because she knows we don't like to wait. So we'll wait.
See, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
He's the youngest chapter president in the nation.
Now, is she on the air or off the air right now?
She's not on the air, but she is on her phone.
Okay, well, I don't know. I want to do the BlackBerry thing, but I want to talk to Beth Ann, too.
I want to talk to Beth Ann. I want to get this off our mind. We got to talk to Beth Ann.
I give her 30 more seconds.
All right.
It can't be on much longer.
Let's just think about Beth Ann. Let's think about all the good times we had with Beth Ann.
She wouldn't blow us off. She wouldn't do that.
I don't think so.
Let's think about that time. What?
Thanks a lot.
Well, blown off.
She said we could either, we could have her voicemail. She was still busy.
Oh.
And
oh.
I said no.
I'll see you. It's a receptionist. Do we have her cell phone? Oh, it's not.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Yeah, hold on. I got her cell phone.
Yeah. If it's the one we all had, it ain't working.
Oh, really?
If it's the 703?
Yeah. No, oh, no.
It's a new one?
No, 703 was her home number.
Okay.
This is her cell. Come on.
Hello?
Hey, B.A.
Hey, B.A.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
We had to check into... Now, we understand that you're not on the air right now, right?
Yeah, I was fired.
Oh, come on.
Thanks a lot.
Get out of here.
Stop it. You're running financial show today. We already know that.
Okay, whatever.
Are you on another call right now at the station?
I was. I just hung up. I'm going to go get some water. Can you hold a second?
Yeah, she needs water.
Getting some water?
Something going on that you don't have here. You don't have to call me. There's got to be something happening. Wait a second. I'm getting water.
All right, go get some water. Wet your whistle.
I know. I'm parched.
Don't you want to hear from us?
Hi, Buzz.
I bet that.
Are we on a speakerphone?
No, you're on my cell.
No, we're on our cell phone.
Is that thug board op in there with you?
No, he's running the financial show. No, he's a nice guy. Come on.
Well, he didn't sound like it to us.
It wasn't nice.
He wasn't used to it. I tried to explain to him because I started getting...
I have all the buttons. I control them.
Well, listen, here's why we're calling. We just wanted to make sure that you're doing okay.
Yeah.
Because when we called yesterday...
You sounded incredibly distraught yesterday.
Here's the thing. We had
I started getting freaking emails at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. People from Canada.
Yes,
and
so what?
And Mike said, I go, hello. Can you get away from these people? I'm trying to, I'm in the zone. Hold on.
I'm not hearing anything you're saying.
You called me. Let me talk.
Your phone was breaking up. I'm just saying.
Sorry. Okay. Well,
we didn't understand. No, you yelled. I didn't yell. You said you were getting emails from Canada. Saying what?
Saying what? What did they say?
They said that you had talked on Monday about calling me Tuesday or whatever.
Right.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I went.
Yesterday.
Come on. So then I started getting emails that they're going to call. They're talking about you. So I said to Jim, listen, there's a possibility that the show I used to work with may be calling. They're not your typical show. He goes, don't worry. I got your back.
He says I got your back?
Yeah, but you know what I said, Jim? They'll chew you up and they'll spit you out. Okay? I'm saying they did it. Okay?
That's right.
Here's the deal. What we did was we had some guy, because as you know, we're not on the radio down there. So we had some guy who was listening on the internet down there. And we heard your show.
Shut up. Please, haven't you humiliated me enough?
This is a little bit of what we got yesterday, and this is what's worrying us a little bit.
Exactly.
Are you going to play something back now?
No.
Okay.
Good Jesus Christ,
simply listen.
What do you think we are? Do you think we hate you?
And thank you, by the way. I can't even see the number of the emails for the tell them to F off.
Thank you for what?
I'm answering them all day.
I don't get this. What did you... Again, your cell is breaking up.
You said you've been getting emails all day today?
About what?
about your language.
What language?
I know, you know, Don, it's the South.
Oh, you mean like when we told the guy to F off?
When we didn't know we were on the air.
You mean when you
were on the air.
No, wait. Listen, what
I
you should
I told you I'm on the air. Listen, the guy was holding the phone up to the radio. You knew you were going on the air. Hello?
What? We had a listener. Jesus Christ, Beth Ann. You know, we're trying to be nice here. You know, we're trying to be nice here.
I know you are, but I mean, it's very... Okay, go ahead.
Listen... We called yesterday to see how you were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that was it. We had no idea you were going to take the telephone call on the air.
Oh.
No idea. No idea.
Yeah, but I thought you were listening on hold.
We were, but we didn't know we were going to go on the air.
Right, we just heard you, like, talking about how North Carolina had great colleges. Right?
You know we're in the top five, Don.
So when
I want to get by all this crap right here that we're talking about, all this nuts and bolts stuff. I want to talk about you.
Okay.
I want to talk about your state of mind, which concerned me greatly. Both, and I'm not, now look, I am not slamming you, and I'm not holding you up to ridicule you.
No.
It concerned me when I was listening to you, and it concerned me when we were on the air with you yesterday. How are you, seriously? And I know a lot of people that will listen to you on this show would want to know, how are you doing?
I'm struggling.
Oh, God.
I am struggling.
You're struggling with the whole experience or just with the on-air part?
Everything.
Everything. Struggling to the point where you're not enjoying yourself?
I haven't had time to enjoy myself.
It's too early.
I'm getting a message. It's a four-word message.
Okay, what's coming through?
Okay, Mike, let's play charades.
All right, very good.
Here's the first word.
All right.
First word.
I. Okay, he's great. We win charades all the time.
First word, I.
Told. Okay, I told. Okay.
I got it.
And then he's pointing at me. Oh. You. I told you. And then he puts his arms up. Oh, so. I told you so.
Winner.
Very good. You win.
Which, now that's just having fun. You know that, right?
I know. I was laughing. I actually figured it out before you did.
But the whole experience, I mean, you know,
you don't sound happy. That's why
we
are concerned.
Thing. Look, I don't, you know, we can sit here and talk about the radio show and all that, but you don't sound necessarily all that happy, and that's,
yeah,
that's
that was concerning to us. That's why we called back today.
We care.
Well, that was nice.
I know.
How are you guys doing?
Is it going to be okay?
I hope, Buzz. I hope every day.
Uh-huh. I mean, are you feeling... This is tough. This is the way it always was with her. It's so, tough to really understand. So
how long do you think it'll be until you feel as good as you felt here? Which is, and I know that you didn't necessarily feel good here, but if you feel worse now, how long do you think it'll be until you feel as bad as you felt when you worked with us?
Till you get to your manageable level of misery. Hello?
What do you mean? You mean where something that I don't know.
You were kind of miserable here, but you managed it well. You actually...
I wasn't miserable there.
Oh, sure. Well, then why'd you leave?
Yeah, why'd you leave us?
Because I was poor there. How many times do I have to tell you that?
Because you were what? You were poor. So are you living like the Queen of the May down there now?
Yeah.
Really?
How's
the man?
Oh, I'm struggling again.
Now, do you de-stress by going to the weekend house? Now that's a joke. Don't exhale like that. Don't exhale like that. Really. You know, you sound put upon enough.
We miss you. We're concerned. That's it.
Thank you.
How is your elegant, frilly petticoat?
Hey, you mean like Scarlett O'Hara?
Okay, you're gone with the wind dress.
She's in the South.
Yeah. I still wear the same stuff. It's just I haven't eaten since I've move back.
How about a circle of friends? Do you have any people that you've reacquainted with that are giving you, some friendship, some companionship?
Not a one.
Oh, God.
I want... But it's okay.
And how's
I was like that there.
And generally speaking, how's your show going?
It was good on Monday,
mm-hmm.
believe it or not.
Okay.
Friday was good, too. Mm-hmm. Thursday was not good. And my first show was good. I was so happy to be... doing something.
Well, there you go.
It was probably a little too Don and Mike-esque. And then I had like a day because Money Matters was on Wednesday. I had like a day. Okay, that's kind of how they would do it. And I you know, I've learned a lot from them, but I'm not them. How do I do it my way? But
well, I heard you. I heard you, as I mentioned yesterday, I heard you discussing Dick Cheney. And I heard you say that you're glad he's feeling okay, and that he and George Bush make a great team.
They make a great team. Is it disheartening when your julep gets watery?
Oh, God. You know, you're filling up time. You say anything. And then you've got to realize I don't talk to anybody. I'm just talking out loud to hear myself talk.
What were you talking about yesterday when we listened in? God. It sounded like you were reading out of a travel log or something.
About something about colleges.
Is sometimes you have something that you think's gonna work, and it doesn't, and then you realize, okay, and you're looking at the clock, and I go, I still have.
I've never experienced that. I don't know what that's like.
Did that give
I
you?
I really don't know how you guys do it.
Did that give you the vapors?
It gave me more than the vapors.
Uh-huh. John, it's the exact opposite of what usually happens to you when you take something bad and you make it great.
Have you found at least one person down there that you would consider a confidant?
No.
No.
How many hours a day are you putting in?
Yeah, good question.
I get in here really early. I get in here about 6:30.
6:30.
I leave by 7:30.
7:30.
And
I produce all those things for the show because everything is in a computer, and you can't be as quick and produce as you would like to be when everything's in a computer. And I don't have CDs, and I don't have cart machines. So everything has to be produced. So I do like 14 open. So that's at least
I I'm in the radio business. I don't even follow everything that she's saying about.
You're making it more complicated than it needs to be.
Sorry.
So, like, you run the crap like the Charles Osgood Minute and, like, the Rush Limbaugh Minute and the Wall Street Journal Report and stuff like that?
We got the Wall Street Journal and we got the CBS
Live. Okay, and what was it yesterday when you had some guy on that was selling glasses?
Yeah, no, he's a...
Dr. Penis, doctor. Right? Dr. Penis?
Yeah, Dr. Penis, Penis, the optician?
With a T.
How old is the young...
Dr. Penis.
Brokeback Mountain board op that you had there?
I wish I could quit you.
Yeah.
He's
35,
36.
35 or 36. All right. Well, we were just slightly concerned at how it... ended yesterday. You kind of threw us for a loop.
I had to go because we were going into commercials.
How are your living conditions down there? Seriously. How many hams are hanging in your smokehouse?
I live in exactly the same apartment complex I did before.
You live in exactly the same apartment complex, but you
is it a better one than you lived in here?
It's the same.
Well, then what has changed?
Yeah. I don't have a gate. I have a farm fence. There's a farm behind the apartment complex.
Yeah, so it's a sort of a gentler land.
Yeah, there's a cow. Look at that. There literally is cows in the back of our apartment.
People drive a little slower?
Oh, God, yeah. I thought, geez, terribly slow, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be broadcasting from the plantation this weekend? The big barbecue?
No, I try to do all my broadcasts during the week, Don, so I don't have to do anything on the weekend.
Are you going to get any downtime with your new deal, with your gig that you have? Have they given you some time to get out of the radio thing?
Don't be so uptight, honey.
I'm not uptight.
Very uptight.
No, I'm not.
Yes, unwind, come on.
I'm having fun.
You got out of the pressure cooker. There you are. You're doing radio down in the Mayberry, North Carolina.
And watch out for the revenuers. It. The revenuers might find you're still. Rob's getting his Civil War jargon.
All right, what do you got planned for your show today? What's happening when you get on the air today?
I don't get on the air today. The financial show's
on. Oh, it's the financial. You're off to... Are Wednesdays a day off for you?
Yeah.
From doing the show?
Right.
What time are you going to go home tonight?
I'll go 7:30. I'll go home on my normal.
Why don't you? You're off the air. Why don't you go home a little early?
Yeah.
Because I have stuff to do.
Like what?
You know, these programs just don't happen.
Well, the programs that were there before you got there?
You know, there's things you have to do in the computer to make sure they're done.
Okay,
they're done right.
Listen,
everything is.
We were so silly to worry about her. She's the same.
She's happy as
she's
a clam.
She's the same. What the hell?
She's working her ass off and doing what she does.
She's the same. It's a good thing we didn't call her last night. It would have been misplaced. Good thoughts on our part.
Exactly.
Not that she wouldn't have been receptive to it, but what the frig? Oh, and congratulations on booking Al Roker on your show.
They emailed. Come on, I'm struggling.
They emailed?
I think you even called him the great Al Roker. I go, God, that's exactly...
would say, oh, well, I'm working.
So will you be using a lot of the same guests you used on this show?
No.
My advice to you, stay away from all the reality show people. That was a bad move.
All right, okay.
But you're happy?
Yeah, I'm, I just want to do well. I'm struggling. I'm being honest with you. There's a lot to do in it.
Sure. Do you have a good working relationship with the people down there?
Yes, I do.
Your subordinates as well as your superiors?
You know, we're a team, Mike.
Please.
God help them. And I'm talking subordinates.
Do you ever in a moment of weakness think...
In a moment.
Do you ever in a moment of weakness think, I shouldn't have left?
Do I ever think I shouldn't have left?
Please don't answer a question with a question.
I know. I'm thinking about it.
Oh, she's thinking about it.
Take your time.
She's thinking about it.
I'm not going to answer that, Don. That's not fair.
Why? It's not fair. Not fair to who?
Sometimes I probably think that if I was going to be honest.
Yeah, you probably think it every single day, and it's
that
okay.
Makes us feel good. That does make us feel good.
Wait, how can you not think I don't miss you?
What's for supper tonight?
I'm not. I have no clue. I don't have time to eat. I don't eat anymore. I swear to God.
Not at all.
Rob.
What did Rob say?
Rob sarcastically said, not at all.
Not at all. I know. I miss that sometimes.
I miss that sometimes.
How are you doing, Rob? Rob,
she asked you how you were doing.
Who, me? I'm good.
I tell you,
I miss you.
The word that I would use to describe him, efficient. Capital E. Capital E.
Yeah.
Efficient.
Very efficient.
Oh, I'm so glad. I mean, I am glad.
He's
and how's Joe doing?
How's Joe doing?
John.
John?
John.
Incredible with a capital I.
That's good. And how is, you know, Joe called me.
Joe is stoned with a capital S.
Yeah, Joe actually got more into narcotics after you left.
You know, I told you, he called me like late one night.
He called you late? No, nobody told us he called you late.
He didn't know. What did he say to you?
Was he drunk?
I don't know if he was drunk. He was sitting here, his voice. I hadn't heard from him, and he got a new phone, and he was putting my phone number into his telephone.
All right, well, Beth Ann, I think now my conscience is clear, which is all I really cared about in all of this anyway.
Of course.
That, you know, just myself and my feelings. I know you feel
right.
The same way.
I
right?
do. Beth Ann, email me your information, your contact information, because I'd like to hear from you.
Okay.
Now, why was the pause there? Why was the, I give you a... look, that was a very nice thing I just said, and there's the pause.
There it is. What did you... Did you say mail you my contact?
Email me. Email me your address and your phone numbers. I'd like to contact you.
Okay.
Like just right. You know, periodically, just to see how you're doing.
Okay. I mean, okay. That would be it. I promise we won't be calling you a lot anymore.
Okay.
I mean, we wish you the very best of luck.
We just wanted to check in. We were concerned yesterday because it was, you know, kind of a weird, cringy moment.
It was weird, wasn't it?
Yes, at the very end.
Yeah. Yes. Highly disturbing.
Well, you know, I love you, Buzz. I love you, Mike. I love you, Don. I love you, Rob. I love you, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And I like you, John. So, I mean, I wish you guys...
Okay.
See, that's a good sign right there.
What?
That she just puts that little... She has to give somebody a little dig there.
Sure.
I mean, she just wants to keep that toenail right in the door.
All right, Beth Ann. Well, good luck. I do mean that. Good luck.
We all do.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck.
And I would say, Beth Ann, that you know, you always have a home here, but unfortunately Don's policy is when you leave, you're dead to us.
Yeah. I know that.
It's a policy that I think that's worked rather well for us over the years.
And, I do have a message from you. CK, from the Junkies,
mm-hmm.
wants to know if you're pregnant with his baby or not. Hello? He was mentioning to me that he didn't use a rubber the last time at the going away party.
He usually does,
he didn't use a rubber.
Not the last time, no.
Everything's okay on that front?
So you were not impregnated by Chris Kynard?
No, you know I haven't had sex in 13 years.
Oh, my.
But the 13, no.
13, yeah, it was 12. Lucky 13.
That's right.
It was 12.
It's 2006 now.
Aren't you down there with, like, people you made love to?
No, well, I don't know where they are.
Love.
Aren't you down there with men who have made love to you?
Come on, you guys.
Oh, come on.
What do you mean, come on, you
we're
guys?
We're having fun.
Nothing's changed here.
Come on, we're doing what we do.
Fun.
What?
I'm glad you're having fun.
Sorry, I didn't hear what she said. She was talking at the same time I was.
All right, Beth Ann. Well, we love you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day, and good luck with everything, and I hope you stop struggling.
Struggling. Okay.
Struggling. Okay.
Bye, Beth Ann.
Bye.
Make love to the colonel.
Colonel on the plantation. Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Make my bed.
That's Beth Ann. That's a dose of Beth Ann. That's every bit Beth Ann.
That's a little more awkward than we got yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
It was off air.
Who the hell can tell what's... Who the hell ever could tell what was going on in her mind?
Is she a nutty broad or what?
She's nutty.
She's really out of her freaking
mind. It's very, very difficult to tell what's going on.
Yeah.
But she loves all of us.
Yeah, and we love her. She's a lot of fun. She was a very good fit here.
Yes, she was.
But she is... I never knew whether she was coming or going,
no,
so to speak. And neither did Chris Kiner.
And neither did she.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Let's talk now to Jonathan the Impaler Sharkey.
See what he watched last night.
His website is www.jonathanforgovernor.us.
Just reading the bio of this guy. He's an interesting witch.
Here we go. 612.
He's a Satanist.
He runs, if he runs in Minnesota, my daughter lives up there.
He says, started the Vampires, Witches, and Pagans party.
We can get
Jonathan
some...
for governor. How can I help you?
Yes, hello, Jonathan. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi Jonathan the Impaler. How are you?
Pretty good, sir. How are you doing?
It's the amazing Jonathan. Jonathan, we're doing great. Thank you for joining us. Jonathan, first off, what do you think your odds are of winning the governorship of Minnesota?
If Ventura can do it, so can I.
And last night...
That's a good point.
Did you watch the Golden Globes last night, or did you watch 24?
Neither. I was getting ready for my interview on MSNBC with Tucker.
Tucker Carlson?
Now he looks good.
He looks like he could perhaps be a practicing Satanist, don't you think?
No, he's not smart enough.
No.
Now, are you really a vampire?
Yes, sir.
Are you really a satanic dark priest?
Yes, I have my own church, the Church of Followers of Lucifer.
Oh, boy.
Why is God your enemy?
Well, let's get one thing clear. Regardless of my feelings towards God, I do not denounce Jesus Christ.
Are you drinking?
I do admit he died on the cross for the world. He was the sacrificial lamb. What bothers me as a parent is that, you know, God turned his back on his son when his son was dying. As a parent, I would never turn my back on my children no matter what.
Do you drink blood?
Yes.
Human blood?
Yes.
What is a sanguinarian vampire?
That's a blood feeder. A blood feeder. Sanguinarian means blood.
Blood feeder. So how often do you, enjoy human blood?
It all depends. I mean, it depends on how I feel. Feeding off of blood is a form of collecting another person's energy. There are vampires that feed off of psychic energy.
I enjoy a nice chilled glass of type A negative.
Let's be serious here. Let's not get
Let's be serious.
Well, let's be serious.
Talking.
How do you get your blood?
It's kind of a super strong hickey.
So you really suck the blood out.
Yes.
Boy, I mean, you must, is it? Oh my God, is that
a baby?
Oh, now I'm freaking out. Is there a baby in the background?
No, there's not a baby. I'm watching the TV and I just said for it to get lowered. Calm down, gentlemen.
Can you tell us about how you accidentally slept with your half-sister?
That's a real baby.
What ended up happening was I was over at one of my relatives' house and I was known by my wrestling name to everybody as Rocky Flash, and this girl came in and you know, it was hot August night, and she had a night, you know, forget the Daisy Duke shorts. These were even shorter, and she had a tight top, and,
wow,
you know, she introduced herself, and she never said her last name, and she thought my last name was Flash, and I took her home, and one thing led to another.
Mm-hmm.
When I found out, I almost died of a heart attack, though.
Wow.
I mean,
how was she?
I'm not the only one that's ever had that happen to.
How was she? I mean, being a...
I'm not going to comment on that, guys. Come on, let's get serious. Let's talk about my agenda. Let's talk about what I could do not only as governor...
We'll do that. This is our interview, Jonathan the Empire. We'll do that in good time, but we want to find out a little bit about you before we get your agenda, okay? I mean, you are calling yourself a satanic dark priest, and admitting
that's my technical title. I am ordained. Let's continue.
Who ordains you, dark priest, Satan?
I ended up getting ordained through the covenant I go on.
Now, what about right here on the top of your PR sheet where it says, I despise and hate the Christian God the Father?
He is my enemy. The man who ended up allowing their son to die brutally and viciously the way Jesus died.
Now, are you still, in wrestling shape?
Yes, I'm getting ready to get back in the ring in March.
Good.
All right, let's take a call for Jonathan the Impaler. Hello?
I have other ways of securing your cooperation. Look into my eyes.
Do you have a question, sir?
Look.
Do you have a question? I guess there's no question there.
All right, let's go to another call now for Jonathan the Impaler.
Never. I must warn you, my dear Sandra. I am accustomed to having my orders obeyed, especially by women with a price on their heads.
Now, this sounds to me like some...
Jonathan, do you recognize that guy? Jonathan?
Jonathan? Let's take one more call for Jonathan.
What we need today is young blood and brain.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be bashful. Come.
Oh, must have gotten disconnected. Wow. Should we try to call him back?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, try it. Like he's going to get pissed at us?
Excellent. Let's take him to the cellar. We can dispose of all the bodies at the same time.
It's safe until the full moon.
This guy hung up on us?
He's now planning a curse.
Did you see all the stuff on his list?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
He was an altar boy. Met the Pope in 1979. Mm-hmm. Was in the army.
Assigns modeling contact. Races go-karts.
Started taking performance-enhancing drugs.
Taught The Rock how to wrestle.
Races go-karts.
Can we put you back on the air?
Personally wants to impale all terrorists. I wanted to ask him about that.
Makes a lot of sense.
Was he mad?
Doesn't seem to be.
All right, well, let's find out what happened there. Well, are you still there, Jonathan?
Oh, yeah. One of you guys or somehow one of your tests ended up disconnecting me, but it's cool. Let's continue.
All right.
Okay, good. Let me see. What was it like racing go-karts?
I started racing go-karts when I was 5, and it's cool. My hope is I'm dealing with a few companies, especially now that I just signed this contract to do a documentary involving my whole campaign. I got a camera crew following me around everywhere now throughout the whole campaign that in reality I could land a good enough sponsorship deal to make my NASCAR debut in the first race.
How can they photograph you?
Come on, guys, this isn't Hollywood.
Don't be afraid. He won't hurt you.
It says you formed the VWP party, Vampires, Witches, and Pagans. What are pagans?
Pagan food and gods and goddesses, not the Christian god like I do. They do not, you know, they believe totally different than Christians. And Satanists do believe in Christ, and they do believe in God's power.
And part of your platform is to personally impale all terrorists at the state capital. You want to do that?
Correct.
How will you do that? How will that work?
If we could get a hold of him, because in reality, that's one person who does not deserve to be walking the face of the earth after what he did to us on 9/11.
How do you feel about Count Chocula?
I don't eat cereal.
Here's another. Here's another phone call for Jonathan the Impaler. Hello, you're on the air.
Nervous, my dear?
This is risky business.
Not as risky as those curious operations of yours that so intrigued the European police. Yet, much more profitable. Restore the monster for me.
Can you tell me, what do you think of our current president?
I think he's a wolf. I think he's a communist.
He's a wolf and he's a communist.
Wow.
Well, Buzz would agree with you there.
Do you,
as would I.
Do you have more than one wife?
No.
Do you have a coven of witches that that you have relations with?
No. I am a one-woman man.
Is your wife a witch?
Amen, Rob.
She's a pagan. She's not a witch.
She's a pagan. She's not. So she believes in the witchcraft and all that.
You ever make a Bloody Mary with blood?
Good question.
No, I haven't. My favorite drink's an Alabama Slammer.
Who's your most admired man in history?
I have three athletes. FDR, Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, and Ronald Reagan.
All right.
Interesting.
Fascinating. I was thinking maybe there'd be somebody a little more evil.
Don't be afraid. He won't hurt you.
Hey, you guys got to send me a copy of that stuff.
Where's your, who's your favorite vampire in the movies? What's your favorite vampire movie?
Cate Blanchett, the one from Underworld.
Do you like Blade? Do you like the Blade movies?
Yeah, I mean, you got to figure, was this nice or a hot-looking chick in that outfit? Which are you going to pick?
You know, we're not working with a picture here, so what is your, like, uniform? What do you wear when you go out on the campaign trail?
An Italian pinstripe suit.
An Italian pinstripe suit?
If you want to see this guy, go to Jonathan. That's JONATHON for governor.us. We will have a link up on our website.
Jonathan, how do you weigh in on Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein?
An extremely funny movie.
Oh, he liked it. That's good.
And what it was a great movie. Abbott and Costello were one of the greatest teams in Hollywood.
What we need today is young blood and brains.
Will you put a curse on your opponents?
No.
You don't do that.
But they're already cursed themselves. They're part of the problem.
Would you suck the blood?
Like I will be.
Would you suck the blood out of the person that you beat in the California? In the Minnesota.
But come on, guys. Get with program.
Raised
Minnesota.
For governor. Would you suck the blood out of the other person?
No, because, like I said, you know, I only feed from my wife or a woman I'm involved with.
How do you like your steak?
Through the heart.
Depends on the mood I'm in.
Depends on the mood? If you're really happy, how do you like it?
Well done.
Well done. Oh, really?
Are you happy? Are you happy when...
If I'm kicked off, I'll turn around and happy breath.
Are you happy when your wife has her period?
It doesn't make any difference to me.
It doesn't.
I have other ways of securing your cooperation. Look into my eyes.
I thought that might be a little.
Will you be able to govern in daylight?
Yes. You're taking the Hollywood persona, and you know it's nothing like that. You guys should have watched the ABC 2020 Summer of the Vampire Festival.
And how is our friend Dwayne Johnson? How do you know Dwayne?
I've known Dwayne since 1995 when I was working out at James Metterbader Sisters Gym in Florida. His father, Rocky Johnson.
Is there something wrong with your phone, Jonathan?
No, actually, we're being filmed for the documentary, so that might be a problem. I'll try to change it around or something like that, but we're being filmed.
You know, sadly, that music means we're about out of time. And maybe your phone is haunted.
I don't know.
One more thought here.
Excellent. Let's take him to the cellar. We can dispose of all the bodies at the same time.
All right, Jonathan.
Do you have a campaign slogan, Jonathan?
The New Deal for Minnesota.
The what?
The what?
The New Deal for Minnesota.
The New Deal for Minnesota.
It should be Minnesota sucks.
Yeah. And it needs new leadership.
Now you guys are getting like old boy from last night, Tucker.
Was Tucker hostile to you?
Oh, very.
We're just trying to help.
Bloody good.
Bloody good. Minnesota, yeah. Bloody good. You ought to work that blood into the campaign slogan.
Oh, no. The last interview I did about 15 minutes ago, the guy told me that my slogan should be, I'll take a bite out of crime.
What we need today is young blood and brain.
Do you have a campaign song?
I'll probably take something from Bruce Springsteen or Bon Jovi.
How does that sound again? It sounds like little kids.
There's little kids.
A laughing baby.
I'm worried.
They're not running like a daycare center, right?
I saw Francis Ford Coppola.
Come on, let's be serious.
Vampires won't steal babies. Vampires steal babies.
Mike, let's get serious. Let's get serious. We're talking with Jonathan Liam Taylor. All right, Jonathan, thanks for being on the show, dude. We'll plug your website.
Good luck with your campaign.
Have fun, man.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, then.
He got blood on the phone.
Excellent. Let's take him to the cellar. We can dispose of all the bodies at the same time.
Lousy woozy. What the frick is wrong with people?
Exactly.
Buzz.
Yes.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Son of
a gun.
I'll get it. You're so vain. Get it?
Yeah.
What's your lead stories? What are your lead stories tonight, Buzz, on News and Comments?
Well, it's a Next Step in Tuesday.
Always on.
Your big brother's in trouble listening in.
Right here. You walked into the party, Buzz. Like you were walking onto a yacht.
Mm-hmm. Hello, is this my boat?
They like to talk, and you like to listen. Don and Mike.
Thank you.
Good evening, Dr. Mornay.
My dear Count, it's so good to see you again.
You look more charming than when I saw you last.
Stop this.
Come in, Count Dracula.
Thank you.
Sandra. Play this with Carly Simon.
Name is Dr. Lenz. I wouldn't want to frighten your technical assistant.
It works. Professor Stevens? Don't want to.
Yeah, suck this! You're so
thank you.
This portion of the Don and Mike Show brought to you by Radio Shack. For the perfect holiday gift, get to your neighborhood Radio Shack and get there this weekend. Radio Shack.